I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Uncle Jonathan's corncob pipe!
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Shit! Pops Blue Ribbon!
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Inconceivable!
Oh, like a hammer of Thor!
He hates these cans! Stay away from the can!
Hey, what happened? Hey, what happened?
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Yes, it's true. This man has.
It ain't no turkey, it's a chicken.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kike!
Wait! You can't burn a baby!
We do have this money.
Nothing better than some sloppy wet pizza.
I just queen.
Fuck you, Dave.
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy? You the fuck?
I do. Yeah. That was a long intro.
Yeah, where the hell did you get half that shit?
I don't know.
What kind of fucking movies do you watch?
Really good ones. It's The Aristocrats. MySpace.com/AristocratsRadio. I'm Derek, and with me today, Even Steven.
Steve.
And
Summer Girl.
Steven.
We got Summer Girl and our old pal Steve, who did the show.
Rocket Rogers. Whoops.
Yeah, we got to call you something else. We can't have Steven. Steve.
Reven.
Devil Man.
Schizo.
Fucking, you know.
Genocide.
Genocide. Gnitz.
There you go.
Gnitz.
Pink Flamingo. There you go. Pink Flamingo.
Nice. I like
Flamingo.
It.
Yeah. That was his old alias.
Pink Flamingo.
I guess it should be mentioned that Matt is conspicuously in absentia.
Matthew is in Philadelphia.
He's on the road. He might make it by the end of the show. We'll see.
Doubt
it. Let's place bets.
I would not.
But he won the tournament. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, did he?
That's what he said. He said he won. So apparently he won money. So
what
do
you win, like $25?
He's taking us to the diner tonight.
So he won money. That means that it has gone on pork roll.
It has gone on a Crave case.
Yeah, I don't think you can even buy a Crave case for what they win. What they win, like $25?
No, if a lot of guys play,
there's like,
man,
three people there.
No, there's a lot of nerds that go to, I mean, guys that go to this thing.
No, there's a lot of losers. I mean, gentlemen.
A lot of losers with long hair. I mean.
Matthew.
Oh, Matt.
And Matt, go.
We love you.
Shock.
Shock.
Finish him.
Shockmaster.
Wow.
You need to relax. You need to slow, yeah. You need to slow the fuck down, all right?
So anyway, it's going to be a terrible show.
No. It's starting out so good already.
It really is.
Yeah, I love it.
So we're missing Matt. Who else are we missing?
We're missing Yawn.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to
Craig
call
has been absent for almost a month now.
Call him. I didn't call Vaughn. I didn't call Craig because...
That's okay.
Steve and Steve just kind of showed up, and we just kind of threw us together.
Because I don't really like either one of them.
Don't lie, Derek.
Wow. Are you going to cut that out of the final post-production?
Doubt it.
No, good. Because I'll tell it to their faces. No, I love both of them.
All right, let me call Craig. Kind of.
And you're lying, Derek. You called me 9 o'clock this morning.
I did not. You messaged me. Oh!
Excuse me. Sorry.
This is going to be a gassy fucking show, I can tell.
I need some more nachos.
Trick or bird.
Fucking right in there.
Sweet.
Nobody eats nachos.
Well, we We should let it be known that we actually discovered Craigslist last night.
Well, we didn't discover it.
Well, I mean,
it's been around for fucking
years. No, but, you know, the way Columbus discovered America, it was there. We just came across it, and people have already dominated it.
I've been on it a bunch.
He's been on a couple of the links.
Well, just because I used to look at, you know, music instruments and you know, hookers and whatnot. But
now he's looking at a whole different kind of instrument.
Yeah, the two incher.
Yeah, the two incher.
You know, kill some time. I got to find this guy.
Which is exactly how Steve found Craigslist, because he was looking for the 2-inch meat.
I was actually auctioning off my 2-inch dick.
Actually, you were looking to bid on 2-inch dick.
Excuse me. 1.2 inches soft.
And you were looking to chew it like a fucking piece of gum.
Wow. Can you cut his mic off already? We'll just do the show, me and you.
Oh, good. You want to lose more of your fucking fans and shit.
Wrestling. Wrestling. Wrestling.
Socks.
All right, here he is. Would you bang my 2-incher? It's a man looking for a woman. Are you close to East Orange and can come over? I am 2 inches fully erected. Please reply ASAP. This is on or around East Orange, New Jersey.
I bet you he doesn't even whack off because he's so fucking depressed.
Well, he has a picture. He's a kind of an African-looking gentleman. And, yeah, he has a 2-inch penis. And it's...
And he's black.
Why did you even bring it up, Steve? Because I'm sitting there staring at a man's 2-inch penis.
Like you wouldn't have been anyway. Well, you know, you have to wonder why did he even... Why was he even born with a dick?
He had another post that was even better. It was like... I can't have sex in the real world.
Yeah. So he's going to have sex through the Matrix.
He's going to put like that Aerosmith video fucking, you know, virtual reality thing. He's going to spill soda all over the keyboard. That's going to be like his ejaculation.
He's going to wear the black album.
That was for Amazing.
Amazing?
Yes.
I'm gonna Shut the fuck up.
Amazing.
He's going to wear the black outfit with the little green balls on it. And that's how he's getting laid.
You couldn't even enter a woman with a 2-inch penis. Why even? Just cut the fucking thing off and move on to something else.
Just get fucking breast implants and walk around with a fucking big dangly clit.
Yeah, seriously, because you'd probably find a woman to lick that.
Isn't that what he's fucking trying to do?
Yeah, but she'd be more inclined to believe it was a clitoris than a dick, than a stinky little black dick.
And the girl inclined.
The only girl that's going to lick that's going to have a fucking big beard.
I hope not.
Santa?
I hope that doesn't happen.
Santa's going to bring him his fucking wish. He's going to come rub on his fucking little 2-inch fucking meter. Tweeter.
So, how's the new job, Steve, at Food Town?
Fucking pretty fucking awesome.
You work at Food Town?
Yeah. I have fucking 3 jobs.
Why?
Because I have a family to support.
Well, I last night when I was here, I brought up this story.
Yeah, about the turd scissor, I heard.
No. About something else that happened when I was at work, and I didn't tell Steve, so I figured I might as well tell him now.
Oh, God.
Don't tell me you were trying to give yourself a colonoscopy with ginger root.
This is funny, and it was definitely very odd. I was at work, and I'm, you know, putting out pears or something, and this dude walks up to me, and he goes, "Can you show me where the cucumbers are?" I said, "They're right over there above the tomatoes." And he goes, "Okay,
tomatoes.
How about anus?" And I'm like, "What?" And he's looking like dead into my eyes, and he's not like laughing. So I'm like thinking, is this a joke? And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Anus." And then he makes like a hole, like a circular thing with like his hands. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm thinking for a minute. I'm like, "Wait, he has to mean something like for real. He's not joking, obviously." And he meant anise, you know, fennel. So I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's over, you know, on the back wall or whatever."
He wanted anus.
I felt really uncomfortable about a grown man asking me for cucumbers and then anus. I don't know if that anything like that has happened to you yet, but be on the watch out for that guy.
Not me, and I would have given him 2 fucking slaps across the mouth before he could even explain himself.
I was going to give him a fleshy cucumber across the face.
I would have said, "You know what? Fuck this job. This guy's getting fucking cracked."
He's getting cracked.
That was a very odd experience.
So did you shove the cucumber in his ass or what?
No, he walked away, and I just masturbated about that later. But,
in your car in the parking lot?
No,
I didn't. On the computer?
Yeah, I'm not
virtual
gay.
Virtual reality?
I'm not gay, yeah. Put on the virtual motorcycle fucking fantasy.
Steve, he puts it on. He's in the grocery store.
Come back to me. I kept the right ones out.
He was looking for an anus.
The first line was, I left the ripe ones out.
I left the thick ones out.
When I was going in your ass.
Oh, I wish I could remember the lyrics.
It's an anus.
Oh, wait,
you missed it.
He didn't hit the chorus yet. Whoops.
So stupid.
But it worked.
I forgot about that video.
Oh my god, I know. Alicia Silverstone skyrocketed into fame.
Well, she didn't even really do anything different in that video, right? It was just clips from other videos?
Yeah, seriously, like, those three songs, actually, they were talking about this on a TV show. Amazing, Crying, and what was the other
Crazy,
one?
Crazy, right?
Crazy. They're, like, all the same song. They'll have, like, a similar beat and, like, tempo.
It's Aerosmith.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, they still have, like, a varied, you know, they still have a lot of different songs. But it was, like, those three songs were, like, their biggest.
Yeah.
And they're all the same. It was, like, such
Well, they had
crap.
Living on the Edge.
That was a cool song. And Weird Al's version was even better, actually. Yeah. Living in the Fridge, that was hilarious. I used to know that, like, word by word.
I used to know all Weird Al stuff word by word.
But, yeah, Alicia Silverstone was really hot. And continues to be really hot.
I haven't seen her. What's she doing?
I don't know. She does...
Wasn't she in a play or something?
I think she does, yeah, like, kind of like indie kind of movies. You know, she's not, like, big budget, like, big name kind of movies. I think she does TV shows.
She does things like Next Door Neighbors Volume 40.
Does things like fucking Monsters of Cock.
Cucumbers and Anus.
Yep.
Excuse me? What did you just say, sir?
Fuck you. You would have said the same thing, too.
I told you. I would have slapped him.
You wouldn't have done shit. You're a bitch.
And you just slapped your balls across his face.
I should have. Good.
The guy's walking away in slow motion.
Steve just staring at him.
Crawling after him.
Wondering if he should get the cucumber and lube it up.
Man, I'm out of here. Fuck this.
See you later.
He's wondering if he should shove it in gently or just fucking ram it up his fucking intestines.
Yeah, Craigslist anyway.
Bet you're glad you fucking told that story.
Yeah, I take it back.
No.
I'll just edit it out and post-product.
Yeah, you'll do nothing of the sort.
Product.
So what else we got? Anything else?
No one can beat Megabox.
Did you want to play that?
I was kind of hoping you would.
Oh, okay.
Kind of hoping you could just not leave me hanging.
This is Andre before he died.
This is Andre as he died.
This is Andre. No one can beat Megapix. No one can beat
Poor Andre.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Challengers to your world championship belt.
No one can beat Megapix.
Megapix.
I'll put you to sleep with my $1 million dream.
I'll put you to sleep with my 2-inch penis.
That is from Superstars. Superstars.
I'll put you to sleep with my stories of anus and cucumbers.
How much money did you waste on that video game, Steve?
I probably dumped a number of quarters into that machine. But I also...
So like 3 or 4 Charleston chews.
Yeah. Me and Matt used to play it at First Stop. And we would consume candy bars and soda for hours.
I used to play Mortal Kombat all the time at West Coast Video.
Yep.
Yeah, and Terry molested us.
I used to fart... He musted you, maybe. I used to fart on customers, though, as they walked in. And blame it on my shoe.
Shit.
And I blamed
that
it on
happened
my shoe.
One time, and you were so embarrassed, you almost fucking crawled into a hole.
But I laugh about it now.
Yeah, exactly, because it's after the fact. Anyway.
You're a vile human being, Steve.
He really is.
Don't care.
You would fart on somebody's newborn baby.
He farted on a nurse at a hospital. Like a 70-year-old woman. She might as well have been a nun for fucking
while
Christ
carrying
sake.
A newborn baby.
Oh, have I told you the story?
No.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Steve, Jamie, and their daughter, who was Kayla was pretty young.
Just
at this point.
A couple months.
We go to Riverview Hospital to see Steve's sister, who had just given birth. We're leaving. We're walking down the hallway towards the elevator. We see the doors open. Steve kind of hurries up, and he's got the baby in, like, the carrier.
I already knew what I was doing. I seen the nurse coming out of the elevator.
He had this planned. He didn't care who it was. And all I see is him, like, kind of scurrying towards the elevator. And this, like, 60-year-old nurse walks out. She's like, you know, like, smiles. And he just goes, Bert! Like, right on her almost. It was so ridiculous. That, like, the sound and the visual. And I seriously didn't stop laughing for about 10 minutes. I laughed from the entire...
He was laughing in the car still.
From the entire time in the elevator, and the entire time walking out, all the way down the street, into the car.
You know what I enjoyed about it most, Derek? What? Was the fact that I ruined that woman's day. She might have had a great day at work. She probably didn't kill anybody yet. And I fucking blasted a big stick right on her fucking white fucking clothing.
Y'all know what time it is.
I guarantee you I left some fucking brown smoke on that fucking...
Where are you going? Right in the middle? Why don't you
bring the mic? You know it's going to be an alcoholic piss.
No, just go.
Yeah. He asks if I want to hear his piss. The answer is no.
I kind of did.
It's called... What?
Nothing.
That's right.
He just gets up and leaves.
You know, fucking fire him.
Fire him. That's how we're not paying him.
Pull up Vaughn and Craig and don't text him today.
Funny shit. So he just leaves. Okay.
Well, now it's the Derek and Steve show. Where are you going? Derek's done too. There's a lot of dead air. Huh? I can't put this show up because I got to do some editing. A lot of dead air. So I might not post it because it's too much dead air. I'm out of here. Derek, come back.
Okay.
It's a fucking long piss he's taking.
Oh, my God.
You know what it is? He's the man with a 2-inch penis. He needs a fucking magnifying glass and the tweezers to get it out of his
no
fucking pants.
Mega piss. Mega ba.
Hi, Carly.
It's Carly. Hi.
How was it folding Derek's skidded up boxers?
Disgusting.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. That's right.
I don't think the one fan wants to know about Derek's underwear.
I think he does. I think he wants to sniff him. Oh, you're back now, Steve?
Derek. I'm ready. I'm sorry.
Jesus
I'm sorry.
Christ.
Sorry.
We take breaks, you know.
Okay. Well, I couldn't wait.
Jesus.
He's Let's like, talk about Matthew.
Okay. Anyway. Talk about who?
Let's talk about fucking Matthew the retard.
Why? So we can get arrested for all the horrible shit we did to him?
You did to him. I didn't do shit.
Yeah. I just maybe I instigated a few things. But that's about it. I stood back and laughed.
You might have.
All I did was throw a hunk of dough at his face.
Dude, you were shit scared too. You almost clocked out. You thought fucking Corky 2 was coming fucking right after you.
My hand was right on the keyboard. I was ready to put my password in.
I think the listeners want to know who Matthew the retard is.
He's a retard. We used to work at a pizza place.
We'll yeah.
Keep it at that.
Yeah.
If you listen to the show, you know where we used to work.
Yeah.
And there was a dishwasher there. His name was Matthew. And he had Down syndrome.
He had a slight case of Down syndrome.
He was massively retarded.
Not slightly.
Well, I mean.
Massively.
And like the strongest man alive.
Oh, he had the mongoloid strength and everything.
We had this
dough ball, bowl. For the Hobart mixer, we mix the dough in. This thing was like 90 pounds. And he would wash it and just hold it over his head and walk it back to the back
Not
room.
Even breaking a sweat.
No. Yeah, like Special Olympics. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
It would take me like two people had to pick it up with dough in it.
Yeah.
They should just make like retards with mongoloid strength actual Olympians because they would fucking break records.
Not Special Olympics.
No, put them in the real actual Olympics because they.
What
would
kind of Olympic sports would they do?
Like fucking shot put and shit,
breaking stuff.
They would probably throw things fucking halfway across the fucking.
He'd probably try to eat the shot put.
Probably.
They wouldn't know what to do with it. He'd fucking rub his balls on it.
He wasn't the brightest guy.
He wasn't, no. And he did touch himself a lot, and used to shit on the tank at the fucking pizza place.
Yeah, he did. And
he didn't know to poop in the toilet. He
and masturbate in the bathroom.
And he got fired eventually for masturbating in the bathroom.
Now, that, which was instigated by you because you fucking...
Hey, no.
Yeah, you put him on a fucking phone with a 1-900 number thing.
So
and
what?
He was rubbing the fucking phone on his balls.
So what? Like
then
he went
into the, then he went into the bathroom and rubbed one out and got caught.
No, that wasn't that day.
It probably was.
Probably wasn't.
Who was it that made him go outside in a thunderstorm with the pots and pans
that
on
was
his
Jeff.
Head?
G-off or
no,
Jeff?
Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Christian. He had pots and pans over his head, and he was standing outside
with violent thunderstorms going on, looking to fucking kill him.
Jeff surprises me yet again.
Jeff is he's another monster that we won't get into.
He stopped surprising me when I caught you and him giving each other fucking pickle buffs.
Honestly, there was a night in particular when I started to hear rumors that he might have been gay.
And he might have liked
and you. Me and him closed together, and I was like cleaning up the floor, and I was just very...
There was
like,
cum all over.
Oddly enough, I was very aware of the fact like where he was at all times.
Oddly
I
enough,
did not want to turn around and see him there naked.
Oddly enough, Derek, that was the man who came in asking for cucumbers and fucking anus.
Anus?
No. Jeff is probably dead.
He's probably fat and gay.
Matthew was fun to torture.
Yes.
If you're the cruel sort, yeah. I guess so.
So back to the pointer store, you fucking whacked him in the face with a fucking dough ball from point blank range.
I didn't mean to.
Okay, maybe.
What were you throwing it at?
I almost don't believe that.
Because I meant to throw it. He was facing away from me. I meant to hit the wall next to him and scare him. And as I threw it, he just turned around. And it just, like, right in his face. And it knocks his fucking Coke bottle glasses off.
Oh, God.
And he's just standing there and went, oh, God. And I ran all the way up to the front of the restaurant.
And he went, Doug!
He must have been infuriated.
And you just heard, like, Doug! And, like, everyone, like, turned around and, like, what'd you do? And, of course, he came out and he didn't care. But Eric was
then
the
I
worst.
Then I said, get back to work, retard.
No, Eric was the worst. He had the, we had these big wood... like cutting boards, and Eric used to wash them, and he had three of them in his hand, and he went in the back, and he had the three, and he like pretended to like hit him with it, and the one in the middle slid out and cracked him right in the forehead.
Oh, God.
It was just like, boom.
You guys seriously could have went to like prison for a long time if he like reported this shit.
Cracked
the
guy right in the fucking head, and he's holding his head and shaking. And we had to. I was like scared. I'm sitting back there with Eric. I'm just like, oh no. Like, Matt, it was an accident. It was an accident.
The retard is gonna snap.
He was having a fucking retard seizure.
He was like, his whole body was shaking. We thought like we cracked his head open.
Retarded Columbine.
What do you mean we? I thought Eric cracked his head open.
And for all you know, he fucking went on to die.
No, I saw him in Borders not too long ago. With his half house family.
Really?
Because Down syndrome.
What was he like trying to read?
I don't know what he
they
was doing.
They don't live past like 35.
He was fucking 45 working.
He was like 30 when that.
Yeah, he's like
years
30.
Ago.
Yeah,
he's basically like a senior citizen.
He should be on his
retards.
Way out.
Yeah,
he's a senior citizen in tart years.
He's a survivor in tart years.
Well, see you later.
Bye bye.
Boom 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 boom. Well, I'm interested in this chimney sweep Holocaust story that you located.
What?
Apparently, they're looking for dead Jews somewhere still in fucking chimneys.
I wouldn't think to search there. Well, Derek is Jewish, so let's not offend him, please.
Yeah, please. Yes. 6 1/4.
Well, then okay. I want to knock off all the black jokes.
Okay. Well, apparently there is a Nazi era law that is still active in Germany today, where chimney sweeps can inspect chimneys up to 4 times a year, and they charge them $200. Now, if the person does not want their chimneys to be checked or swept, then the authorities are called in. And this one guy was pushed up against the wall and handcuffed while a chimney sweep checked the chimney.
Just in case they found the rotting corpse of Anne Frank.
Just in case.
That's so absurd.
Well, you better hope they never go to fucking Steve's house.
Yeah.
You never know what you'll
find. There are 100,000 people demanding the change of the law.
So they can start hiding Jews again.
Yeah, and this guy's saying, it's outrageous. I've had gas heating from the 1990s. I don't use my chimney at all.
Now he just...
opens the door!
Now he's throwing him in the furnace and cooking
opens
him up.
Opens the door!
And they charge him $200 a visit to check it.
So they charge you.
They charge you.
Yes.
Not only are we going to kick your door in, and hold you against your will.
And you must accept the service up to 4 times a year.
Now I wonder how many of these chimney sweeps have Jews in their own chimney. And they don't get it done to them.
Probably none. I'm going to guess probably none. You can't even live in a chimney for more than like a couple of days probably.
Wouldn't
you die from like the inhalation
of
like
soot? The point is they are dead. They burned them up.
6 million dead.
You fucking asswipe. They don't just fucking close the flume and fucking sit there and let them knock on the fucking glass.
No, I know. But, you know, I know this is making Derek uncomfortable. I can see like he's kind of...
He is getting a little upset.
He's getting a little upset.
His ancestors were killed in a chimney.
Yeah. His ancestors were just basically logs in a fire.
They were a door of flame.
A spokesman from the chimney sweep says, Yes, we can force people to accept our service. Yes, people cannot choose their...
Huh?
Schorschenferger?
Come on, Steve, you're the expert.
Schorsteinferger? Is that a chimney sweep?
Where is it?
Schorstein.
It's a Schornsteinfeger.
Yeah.
Schornsteinfeger.
Mm. Is that a...
That's where they got. That's where they got.
That's news to me, but that's how you pronounce it.
That's where they got the idea for the different multicolored door flame logs.
Wow.
Jeez. Yes. Well, yes, people cannot choose their Schorsteinfeger, but we can also not choose our clients. Our service is like any other. It is a legal obligation in the interest of public safety.
Jew nuts roasting on an open fire.
Ouch.
If you have a Jew in that chimney, I want to know.
Are there any Jews in here?
Kike Frost snipping at your nose.
Wow.
You need to relax.
You really
Happy
do.
Fucking holidays.
You're going to offend somebody.
Just because I'm Jewish. I mean, this isn't like Howard Stern.
Well, I'm okay? black and you make fun of black penises. 2 inches.
I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. We're bringing races back.
Who gives a shit?
In a big way, honey.
If you don't like it, you can fucking defriend fucking aristocrats.
No, please don't.
There's only one person that is friended aristocrats. And I even tried, and it didn't work.
You tried and got denied.
My internet connection said, fuck you.
That's because Derek accidentally hit no, deny. Oops. No, oh, shit, how do I get that back?
I can't even friend him. Like, my internet connection won't let me.
We're not a very friendly show.
No, well, that's, you know, how you build a reputation.
And go fuck yourself if you don't like us.
That's what I say.
Wow. Steve is Mr. Aristocrat. He's fucking he's flying the banner all of a sudden. He's
By the
done
way,
two shows.
Steve, your hair is
Oh, this
stupid.
Is three, and your belly's stupid.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a good time for it.
All right, bye.
Mississippi, surrounded by for a world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
This just came on the wire. E. coli outbreak sickens 11 in New Jersey.
Yeah, I heard about that on the news before, actually. And a Taco Bell.
I'm eating a taco.
In South Plainfield.
Taco Bell in South Plainfield. Nine of the...
Oh, my God.
9 of the 11 ate at this Taco Bell. The youngest is 1 and the oldest is 23 of the 11 patients infected with E. coli.
Now, I got to wonder what an E. coli dump looks like.
Oh, God.
Probably bloody and gooey.
Do you see, like, the active culture of bacteria, like, waving at you on the log?
Hi! It's like fucking Charlie Brown kids when they went to camp.
We're eating
and they were going down the river.
Oh, God. What?
They're eating his intestines. They fucking greet him with that.
We're nice. Eating your intestines.
If the log rolls
E. coli,
over,
short
we
for
looks like a bloody
die.
Quagmire in that one-year-old's diaper.
Wow.
Bloody spray paint by yours truly.
Taco Bell, E. coli. Watch it, people.
It looked like somebody shot the baby in the diaper with a red paintball gun. They're like, what's that? That's E. coli.
Another reason I don't eat Taco Bell. Not only is it anti-food,
and that
it
should
gives
be,
you E. coli.
And that should be a reason why no one takes their one-year-old to Taco Bell.
I know. What the fuck kind of parent are you? Well, it is Plainfield.
You want
it
a big steak
ghetto.
And chicken enchilada?
That sounds like a yes.
We'll just mix this gordita in your bottle of milk.
Gordita. Just fucking give him like a meat bottle.
Think outside the bottle. Dong.
Think outside the E. coli. Dong.
Think outside the formula. Bong.
Okay.
Yo quiero antibiotics.
Yo quiero a cure. Yo quiero a
yo quiero a diagnosis.
Yo quiero FDA.
Yo quiero enema.
Yo quiero back to Mexico.
Not to offend any of our Latin American listeners, if there are any, which I doubt.
Fucking pogues.
Oh, wow. There they go. They just signed off.
Wow. Later.
You hear that sound? That was about 13 Mexicans deleting aristocrats from their MySpace.
You know what this sound is?
Wow.
And you know
what?
Don't
give a shit.
After all this time, Johnny Grunge is still dead.
Oh, shit. What train did he take?
The engineer fell asleep at the wheel and he didn't wake up. You're a son of a bitch. Laugh into the microphone, Steve. Laugh into the microphone.
Oh, shit. What? Yo, what?
Yo, what? You just spit up in your beer.
Yeah, that train should have been like his fucking tag team partner did a fucking drive-by.
You need to stop.
Holy
You've
shit.
Had a few. He's had a few too many beers. He's
one.
Had two. He's had two.
I've had one and just cracked open a fresh new one.
He's a little drunk.
No, that was fucking good fucking comedy right there.
Yeah, for three people.
And I'm referring to the fucking five people that have died in the local area just in this past month.
That's true. Pretty horrific way to die.
Some woman gets fucking creamed. Then the fucking train comes to pick up the people waiting on that train that killed somebody. Then the guy gets off the train and gets dragged to death.
Yeah.
Because his jacket gets
on his birthday. Happy birthday.
Here's a nice gift for you. Choo-choo.
Here's a nice gift. A suit for your fucking coffin.
Wow.
That's it.
So E. coli...
Yeah, what does it do to you exactly? Does it just make you really sick, or I'm curious.
I think it's some kind of parasite that eats the your insides up.
Yeah, and I think you have to shit constantly.
I think you get bloody fucking
bloody stool.
No, bloody fucking quagmires all over your body.
Quagmires.
Bloody logs of blood.
Bloody diarrhea.
Thank you.
Diarrhea that has been exposed to other people. Okay. Develops of sudden severe blood or kidney problems or both. Early signs include paleness, fever, weakness, bruising, and passing small amounts of urine.
See, the only good thing about that is now you can sue Taco Bell for giving you E. coli because it's like a hands-down lawsuit.
It really is.
So those people are going to become mega millionaires. So
mega bucks.
No one can beat
Taco Bell.
No one can eat
mega burrito.
Crunchy supreme.
What kind of sauce were they having?
I would die if Matt showed up with Taco Bell in his hand.
Hey guys.
No. Like slow motion, we dive to save him from eating. Like,
he walks in with an empty bag and there's a trail of bloody diarrhea.
I took first place. My bloody stool.
Fuck him.
Whoa.
Well, no, I meant the people at Taco Bell, not him.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's my dog right there.
He'll put you to sleep with his $1 million haircut.
Yeah. The infection goes away on its own.
He has long hair.
See you later. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
We got to go pee.
All right. How does the infection, what happened?
Pretty much just goes away on its own. Really, the only thing you have to treat is the dehydration caused by diarrhea.
Mm. No pee-pee.
Is your fucking gay phone going off?
Who's texting you?
Yeah. Queer. Put it away, you faggot.
Jesus. I'm getting E. coli updates.
Don't they know you're doing a show?
I know, for real.
It's my network.
The E. coli crats.
E. coli crats.
E. coli crats.
What the fuck
Pardon
was that?
Me. Pardon me. So I thought that'd be a great story, and we do like 15 minutes on it, but apparently you guys don't.
I'm still working on stuff there, Charlie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta be pretty worked up there, Charlie.
I got me awfully sick from the fucking Taco Bell.
Yeah, fucking Bendejo E. coli.
Yeah, fuck E. coli. That's all I got. Sorry.
Nice.
Let's move on to something else.
I'm trying to.
Oh, have you seen Britney Spears' Cookie?
No.
It's pretty yummy.
Yes. And really? I can show
pretty
to you.
Pretty delicious.
I can show you right now, Derek.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean her vagina?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Have yeah, you she's not
the,
a baker.
Have you seen the picture?
No.
Ooh, I will show you others.
There's several. There's three, actually.
Why show me now?
Because I got to go through my MySpace and go into my bulletins and shit like that.
He could go through any of our MySpaces and just find the broad that posted them.
Who's the broad?
Her name's like, I don't even know what the fuck her name is now.
Okay, yeah. Go to your MySpace and go on one of my mine or Steve's.
Or Matt. Doesn't matter. I guess, is her name still Amanda? Is her headline name?
Yeah.
Probably. Look for that. Just look for large breasts.
Derek, let's put it this way. You can see up her skirt so much while she's getting out of the car. You can see her bare badge and her C-section.
And you can pure see that it's shaved bush, and I love that.
And of course, MySpace is not coming up.
Is being gay.
Because there's 45,000 fucking gaudy boys posting new pictures of themselves shirtless in the hallway.
With two-inch wieners.
With two-inch monsters. Hiya, Homer.
Hi, Homer.
Number 8. Oh. Well, in the meantime, I was reading People magazine. God help me. I was bored. And apparently there was this big uproar about gay... excuse me. Clay Aiken hosting Regis and Kelly. He was hosting with Kelly. And he covered her mouth for some reason. I guess she was trying to say something about him being a giant flamer.
I think it was something about her. She was about to spit, and he said, no, swallow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is this it here, Steve?
Yes. Oh, God, look at that. Jesus wonderful, Christ. Wonderful beaver.
Why isn't she wearing underwear, though?
I don't know. Why not?
She's hanging out with Paris Hilton. Why is her skirt that short that she could, like, sit in a seat, like in a car, and just pure Neddin?
I wonder how many people look past the vagina and say, ew, look at that scar.
Yeah, I can't see shit. Right there.
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Not me.
What a pig.
Yeah, no, seriously, what a dirty. I'm sure her mother's totally proud.
Her kid should be forced to eat Taco Bell from Central New Jersey.
Oh, man, I'd be forced to eat her beaver and happy with it.
You don't care about getting E. coli from that fucking burrito.
Oh, shit, that's one burrito I have no problem eating. Oops, I did it again. I flash you my bush.
Oops, I got E. coli.
Creamy.
Gave it to my kid.
1-year-old.
Poor Preston.
1-year-olds don't even have fucking teeth. How do they chew Taco Bell?
They don't. It's just fucking dirty fucking Mexicans that take their fucking dirty fucking kids to the fucking dirty fucking Taco Bell.
Wow.
This is the racist crats.
Jesus Christ.
Dirty first fuck. Jews, then blacks, then Mexicans. What's your next group, Steve? Asians?
Fucking dirty white people.
Indians? Who's next?
Lame
fucking
white
mud people.
Lame white motherfuckers.
Primus.
Leave Primus alone.
Oh, I can't drink enough.
Mud.
It's a bad show, guys, by the way.
I'm sorry. It's just not working.
I think it's just called people to fucking laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they fucking took you off their friends list.
Well, if Matt didn't do a tournament, he would have been the glue that held us together.
Yeah.
But he was too busy with the tournament and fucking Humperard.
Who?
Who?
This giant fat abomination.
Nice.
That looks like Gerard if you gave him a giant hump and made him 7 inches taller. And
everyone knows what Gerard is.
I'm sorry. Just fat with black hair. That's Gerard.
And a weird fucking earlobe.
Yeah, I forget about that whole fourth wall thing. Sorry. And yeah,
what
he's just
the
disgusting.
Fuck is that?
Oh, shit. That's a picture.
Oh, my God.
That's my baby picture.
Haitian teen gets new face after tumor removal.
this.
Did they remove? Is this before or after pre-op?
Or whatever the fuck this is.
Is this pre-op?
Oh my God, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
If that's post-operation, I'm wondering if they took the tumor off or put it back on.
No, it is pre. That is her nostrils and her mouth.
All right, so let's see it afterwards. Do you have an after photo?
I don't know. I'm afraid to click on anything. Oh my God.
How about, why did the parents say let it live? Why don't they just say kill it?
It looks like a big piece of bubblicious fucking chewing gum.
it looked like a hippo.
Yeah, for real.
Exactly like a fucking hippo.
King Hippo. Cue his music.
Mow, 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 mow.
See, now, if you were the surgeon on that, why wouldn't you just accidentally stick the scalp through her fucking brain and end her life?
Seriously.
Yeah, oops.
Whoops. As a Taco Bell I ate. Maybe a little woozy.
And you can get past it by just saying, I was helping her out.
Oh, there's her new face. Much better.
Oh my God!
That's
almost worse.
Now her mouth is stuck open, and she still doesn't have a nose.
She looks like an orc from Lord of the Rings.
She looks like a living dead doll.
Looks like she just sits in a fucking wheelchair going.
Oh my God!
She looks like she looks like something. What the hell is it?
It's gross. That's what she looks like. She should be forced to wear an executioner's mask at all times.
I think it is something.
It looks like a human scream mask.
Golem.
Golem.
New wrestling gimmick. Golem.
That was fucking disgusting.
It really was.
Wow. Where she's like, I want to thank my surgeons and Maury Povich for helping me get my surgery.
This is an orc.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, with a Santa hat on.
Doesn't that look like the same thing?
Is there a way you could post this on the Aggressive Crafts page?
I don't think I want to.
He'll probably get arrested.
Probably.
Wow. Like, that's
for,
just...
For having something that gross on your page is why you would get arrested.
Honestly, I think she looked better before the tumor.
I wonder if the guy with the 2-inch willy would go with her.
Imagine she said no to him. That would definitely be suicide worthy.
God. You know she said no because all she does is sit in a room and play video games.
How does she eat?
How old is she? Like a teenager?
Is she Chinese or is her eyes just fucking
swollen
shut?
She's like a Haitian or something.
Mm.
So her eyes are swollen shut or is that normal? I don't know much about Haitians.
Well, they speak French and they're kind of dirty.
And aren't they like dark skinned like brothers?
Yeah, they're usually really dark.
Yeah, this one's like fucking yellow.
Well, she could be a half Haitian. Half Haitian.
A Haitian.
Wyclef, yeah, Wyclef is a perfect Haitian.
A Haitian.
Extra dark.
Yeah, she looks like a total fucking Oriental. She must eat by sucking it up through her fucking nose. She snorts burgers and garlic knots.
Wow. She probably drinks milkshakes. She just makes everything into a milkshake.
That was awful. It was really awful.
Yeah, well, this is going to be the last broadcast, so it's been nice being on the show.
Well, Lindsay Lohan
is hot.
Yeah.
Is to attend AA meetings.
She needs a couple fingers in her poo cutter. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. I would definitely sniff her turd scissor.
Her fucking fecal slicer. I'd sniff her turd scissor. That's all. That you just sniff it and then go home.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Her fucking fecal shears.
So, well, it's kind of stupid. Lindsay Lohan is attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. Not so anonymous, I guess, right?
And she's not even old enough to drink.
No.
That's the funny part.
Basically, they're blaming her heavy drinking on... some of her late arrivals to sets of her recent movies.
Just fucking fire.
Life is so terrible. I'm rich and famous. Give me that bottle of whiskey.
She's fucking
I can't wait to see her get all fat when she stops partying.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to fucking blow up.
She's going to be like Kirstie Alley times 3. So Kirstie Alley. And then she'll just do porn.
Hmm.
Which I'll look forward to.
And I'll just do her.
Because I really want to see her fiery red bush. I vote for Bush.
Fiery red bush.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Craig.
Oh, yeah, Craig.
So, Steve, how about them Giants? They really did good tonight. Not that I give a fuck, but I'm sure some of the listener cares. What's that?
Oh.
I almost blew snots out of my nose squeezing that one out. Oh, it smells like rotten pineapple and dead dog dump.
I love the way that sounds.
What's that?
Yeah.
What he does best.
Cook it up.
That's why this man's on our team.
German sex educators plan to launch a spray-on condom tailor-made for all sizes.
There you go.
It works by spraying on latex from the nozzles on all sides.
Is it kosher?
We call it the 360-degree procedure. Once around from the top to the bottom, a bit like a car wash.
And for bigger dongs, you need two cans.
Yeah, I wonder if they make economy size too for that guy with the fucking small wiener.
There's nothing economical about a 2-inch dick.
Eyedropper.
A pinhead.
A little fucking, it's a little thing of Banaka.
Well, it'll be on the market in 2008.
Spray on condom.
I can't wait for 2008.
I can't even imagine what could go wrong with that. Like, if you spray it on, like, your hand.
What if you get it right directly in your fucking pee hole? Does that fucking seal it up for good?
Ew,
it seals it up for good.
Right in your urethra.
Oh, you know, I refuse to get a catheter. I will never get one. I don't care how old I am or what accident I've been in.
Good.
I refuse.
I can't wait to see in your casket all fucking soggy with urine.
Oh, good. Good. I would rather be good. Soaked with piss than a tube in my dick.
Why?
Because, that's so terrible.
No, but just think about the hot nurse that's fucking working in.
They don't even really do that anymore.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Sure they do.
They just lop it off at the fucking head.
They got a thing, it's almost, it's like...
Was it a vacuum?
No, it kind of. It's like a condom almost they put over.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, catheters are just too invasive.
And by 2008, they'll make it in a spray-on can.
Spray-on catheter.
See, a finger up my ass from a proctologist I can deal with.
Especially if she's hot.
Yeah.
Well, or he's hot.
I had one, actually, last summer.
A female
finger
proctologist?
I had a female hot doctor stick her finger up my a-hole.
Why was she sticking her finger in your butt?
She was checking if I was dehydrated. She told me there would be some pressure. I seen her lubing her finger up. She stuck it in. Well, actually, I had just taken a shit. All right, I took one of them nervous shits because I was having a fucking anxiety attack.
Okay.
And I told her before, I said, listen, I just took a deuce. And she, I said, I just dropped a deuce was my exact word. And she said, drop your pants. No lie. That's exactly how it went. She's fresh out of college, and she lubes her finger up, and she goes, you're going to feel pressure. So I was like, I was waiting for it, and I was like, ooh, ow. And I was like, am I dehydrated?
You should have waited until you should have gave yourself blue balls, then you could just balloon a load.
I don't know.
Balloon.
She said, I don't know. All I know is I turned that Vaseline brown because I had fucking fresh poo in the sack.
You know, I went to see a doctor.
She didn't even have to look for it. You were just like, I just dropped the deuce.
Drop your pants. I was wondering how she would know if I was dehydrated or not. I thought I don't know if she had to smell her finger afterwards or whatnot, but apparently she looked for blood or something. And I was good. I wasn't dehydrated. Was the final outcome.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I went to see a doctor like a couple years ago. Just
but
for
I enjoyed
a checkup.
It. I enjoyed it at first, and then it fucking hurt like a motherfucker.
You're gay, and you know she's kind of mannish looking, not attractive. So it's I can't feel what you're saying, but she's like checking my heart rate, my blood pressure, and stuff. She's like, okay. Take your pants off. I'm like, what? Why?
All of a sudden you're like, boy, yo, 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 yo.
Yeah. Seriously, I was total shrink the clown.
That's always the excuse.
Seriously though,
call
like
donk.
My name is Shrinkish the Package.
The total shrink.
The total shrink.
Not like I really care, but it was
you're
just like
can you turn the heat up first?
It was very embarrassing, like to just drop my drawers in front of some bro that I'm not banging.
Yeah. Unless your doctor was a fucking mister. Then you'd be like, oh, no problem, sir.
No, never.
I told this story before, but I don't think I told it to you guys.
Tell me.
I went for a physical.
Carly's now, how long ago was this?
How physical was it?
It was like a year and a half ago.
Okay, don't lie. It was yesterday.
No, it was a year and a half ago.
Okay, go.
And I went through the whole physical. Everything's fine. Ba 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 ba. And then they said, "All right, now we're gonna have a doctor do the, whatever the hell else they gotta do."
Oh, the fucking satchels.
Yeah. Well, he checks like your
satchels.
No, the knees, hit the reflexes, and all that shit. All
right.
And then he's a very deadpan guy, and he just says, okay, now I'm going to have to, he locks the door, and says, I'm going to have to, take your pants off, whatever. And I was like,
so you were probably like, oh, joy.
Okay. And
I see where you're going with this.
They sent me from work to to do the physical.
With your pants on?
So, yeah, I was like halfway through work, and I'm all sweaty, and I got like, you know, onion crotch.
Oh, God.
You got cheddar cheese balls.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. And I'm just like, ooh, this is going to be bad. And it was like that. He's just like, all right, take your pants off.
And you're like, can I get a wipe first?
I instinctively pulled my pants down and bent over to him. Oh. And
did he instruct you to bend over?
No. And he said, no, the other side. And I went, oh. And so he was just, he wanted to check the nuts. And I bent over.
It said you were giving him the fucking whole brown eye.
I fucking presented myself to him.
Oh, my God.
I gave him a goatsy so he can look in there. And he was just like, no, I don't need to see that.
Did he really say that?
No, he was just like, no, the other side.
That's what he was thinking.
You ruined his day. I love it.
No, he was so deadpan. Like, there was no joking around with him.
Yeah, I hate that.
And I'm just like, I was just mortified. So then he grabbed my ball, said I was okay, and I was on my way.
Then he said, get out of my office.
Yeah.
You actually probably have testicular cancer. He just didn't want to be around.
He's
you
just like,
anymore.
Fuck this asshole.
He didn't want to see your balls no more. He's like, get the hell out. You know what? Forget the copay.
He just slapped him. He's like, yeah, beat it.
Derek Armstrong.
He slapped your balls up against your sticky leg, and we went back to fucking work.
He had to peel my balls off the side of my leg.
He's like, ooh. They were like, I didn't need to see that.
They were like, down to my knees.
Oh, my God.
All hot and sweaty. God.
Then he flicked your hairy beanbag, and you were back to work.
It was the middle of the summer, probably, too.
It was.
Did you have to clock out for that?
Yeah. No, they paid me.
They paid you? So you're like a porn star. Yeah. You were getting paid to get your balls touched.
Pretty much.
You're the man.
Hell yeah. Derek, nice. Derek Long.
What are you doing later, Derek?
I'm peeling my balls off my leg.
Yeah, I get that at work too because I do a lot of walking back and forth. And,
There's
a point in time where I'm like, I go in the bathroom, take a leak. I'm like, okay, my balls are sweating. I smell. And
it's
kinda
just
gross.
Me, or is it every guy, whenever they itch their balls, has to sniff their fingers?
It's kind of like a rite of passage.
You have
like,
to do
once
it.
You do it, you always have to do
you
it.
You have to do it. It's like checking the fucking your temperature. You have to
see
what the fuck
is it. Just me, or does it always smell?
Yeah.
Unless like I've never been like,
You know what? We're all with you. No one's going to admit it, though.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, girls can lick them, so that's fine.
I don't know how they can.
I don't know either.
I don't care, but they should.
Especially with fucking white cheddar wise popcorn smell.
Pure smart food. pure smart nuts.
Smart food.
Smart nuts.
Popcorn.
Smart balls.
Smarticles.
And onions and bleach.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there's that bleachy ammonia bleach. Aroma.
Yeah. I don't have ammonia aroma.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
That must be like your own, like your body trying to clean it. You know what I mean? Like, there must be, like, the natural scent.
Yeah, your body goes to ShopRite and gets a thing of ammonia.
I just have, like, dried up stinky semen smell.
Oh, my God.
I always take
stinky
it one step
semen.
Further.
You always go too far.
Always.
You always steer it gay.
Stinky well, Derek's semen. The one that bent over. He wasn't even instructed to. He just was he was hoping to get his colon checked.
I really was.
Oh, I hope to.
He thought he heard the doctor's zipper unleash, and he's like, oh, I must know what's going on next.
I've run out of hope.
Derek, you should have farted. You should have. You know, just a little one.
Sorry. I farted.
If I ever have to.
Shut up, Bert.
You know what? Speaking of have to.
That was rather disappointing.
I almost pooed. That was I have a nugget blocking the way.
I'm not a nugget. I'm dead.
I'm not going to fall from the rafters and hit the turnbuckle
and
break
what,
my neck in front of a crowd of 30,000 people.
I'll tell you what. There is no disappointment in the smell. It smells. It smells like a fucking rotting fucking Samoan dead person. Pineapples and fucking
that could be Yokozuna. That could be Yokozuna.
Fucking rotting kiwi and fucking broken up fucking ginger.
Ginger. Fucking ginger root. Fucking dog shit.
Can't wait to get my colon scraped.
You know, speaking of doctors, I remember when I was young, you know, you'd go to the doctor and like if you were sick, they'd put like the thermometer in your ass.
Oh yeah.
See, I never had that.
Had that?
No, I always got
I
it
was,
in the ear.
I have like one recollection of doing
my
it.
My doctor must have been technically advanced because I always got it just in the ear.
And my mother used to take my temperature that way.
Really?
And she had like those weird like thermometer condoms, but like they weren't like a full like solid piece. Like it was almost like a straw wrapper where it had the seams on either side.
Uh huh.
So it was just like putting a straw wrapper like in your ass. Not a paper one, like the plastic ones.
Yeah.
And like I remember feeling like the seam scraping.
Did you have to blow on anus. Did you have to blow on the other end to get it off? Like you're shooting straw wrapper. Yes.
I just remember being very uncomfortable about the fact that like there was a thermometer sticking out of my ass.
Yeah.
And like my mom's just chit-chatting with the nurse.
Now, when I was younger, I had like, to get...
Hello, I got a thermometer up my ass.
I was constipated one time. I had a whole bag of Hershey Kisses.
Oh, God.
All right? And I am not lying to you. Did you ever see Jurassic Park when they were fucking digging their hand in that rhino dino doo-doo?
Stegosaurus.
That is what came out of me after I shoved a fucking enema in my ass.
Oh, really?
A big, fucking huge glob of Hershey. It was fucking gross.
I've never had an enema, and I don't intend to ever.
It was warm water getting shoved in my butt.
Is that all? Is it just water? It's just yeah. They shoot water.
Yeah,
up your
it's probably salt too.
Oh, gross!
Salty fucking water, almost like semen.
Well, Derek bailed out, so I guess it's our show now.
I'm out of here.
This is my show.
I gotta tend to my birdie.
Chirp, chirp, choo, choo.
Where'd you get that? My cock.
He got it from Trop Aquarium. He got it from the fucking. The condemned fucking animal place over by West Coast Video.
I guess there's going to be some more editing.
Yeah, because there's a lot of dead air. Because you're here.
He's putting his bird to night-night dime.
He's going to sleep.
Night-night dime.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Fuck wrestling. Wrestling's fucking gay.
And you're a wrestler.
The fact that fucking Gene Okerlund is still in wrestling is gay.
No one.
Every fucking champion there is in all the fucking federations.
Or gay.
Well, this is going to be the last broadcast.
That's including Shock from fucking PWX or whatever he is. He's fucking gay.
He's still the world title.
He's fucking held the title for like
he
2 years.
He's the heavyweight.
He's 2 years.
He's the only fat ass in the Federation. That's why he's a heavyweight champion. Wow, I just blew his spot up. Big.
Yeah, he is fucking heavy. I need some more beer.
Dead air.
Go get some beer. Are you having chocolate beer, Eric?
I would gladly have some of that. I'm very hungry right now.
Let's talk about how I plan to get fat again.
Yeah, I don't want nachos, though.
Let's talk about how I plan to get fat again. I am aiming to get fat again.
Well, White Castle's up in 24 hours. I'd start with that.
White Castle is good. That is where I had the infamous fucking werewolf fart. It was the fucking 2 in the morning. We went to fucking White Castle. I tore ass in the booth. It was... fucking ripped it good. It was a nice out.
Creamy.
But yes, I was much happier as a fat person.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were sickening to look at, but you were a lot more fun to be around.
Yeah. I'm always concentrating very hard on what to eat and when to run and fucking deal with that shit.
Yeah, it's like you a giant pussy moved onto your body. It's really annoying.
Well, that's the price you got to take to not have a heart attack at fucking 26.
Yeah, but you know, you still don't look good, so there's no point. I mean, as long as you don't die in your sleep, because your neck is so fat.
Which is probably going to happen from running anyway.
Because there's so many fat deposits in your neck that you can't breathe like some people.
Running can't be good.
It's really not. It's damaging to your skeletal
system.
So
I was much happier. Even though I was less confident about myself, I was much fucking funnier to
be. Yeah, but you know what? You didn't care, so that made you more like confident in a weird way. Like, you seem very self-conscious.
No, that ain't true.
You were getting
paid
to be blown.
I know.
I was always blown up.
It was a pig. It was a pig, but it's okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was never confident fat. I was more confident in my humor and making a jackass out of myself.
Well, exactly, but that's like, it doesn't matter.
But now I feel more comfortable in public looking like a human and not like the abominable fucking snowman.
And exactly. Not like you just ate 13 packs
Except
of Kit Kats.
Now you're fucking covered in gay tattoos.
That too. I mean, you should always be embarrassed.
So at least when you were fat, they look smaller. As I sit here eating just a block of chocolate.
I know. I'm eyeing that chocolate up.
You're 269. You're about to hit that 270 mark.
Aren't you?
And you're going to snort some stackers. You fat pig. You're eating fucking chocolate and drinking beer. That's fucking nasty.
I'm Artie Lang.
I will admit, Derek, those fucking cold nachos you gave me were delicious. Cold beefaroni nachos.
I'm about ready to text Matt and tell him to just bring me food.
He's probably going to bring you food because he always has food on him.
But he doesn't realize it.
He's got like a cheeseburger left over in his teeth.
Oh, okay.
That's gay. It's pretty fucking gay. You have bacon strip. another break.
Yeah, might as well.
We're dying. We are dying.
Oh, wow. We hit an hour already. That's pathetic. All right. We'll be right back.
Sucks.
It ain't that bad.
It's
Yep. We're back.
We're back.
I can't hear
you. Yes, I can.
That's my tag team partner right there.
That was a tribute to the Mortal Kombat Champion of the World.
Finish him.
Fatality.
Friendship. Friendship.
Again. Okay.
Nice.
Babality.
Matt finished them off with a fucking Babality. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Matt's tournament.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing?
Hi, we're at 114.
Who's we?
Yeah.
Who's we?
Yeah, who's we?
What do you mean, who's we? Me and Gabe.
You and who?
Oh.
Buff the Upper.
Are you driving him back to Staten Island?
Long Island.
Are you driving him back there?
Yes. No. Wow. God.
Oh, God.
Yes. No.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
That's pretty fucking gay. All right. Well, hurry up.
You're faggot.
You are on the air with the Aristocrats, by the way.
You are on Aristocrats. And you are... Yeah, don't hang up.
You're hanging up?
Bye-bye.
Don't hang up.
You're gay.
Well, how much money did you win?
I just got to put my shit in the house.
How much money did you win?
$35.
How much money did you spend?
Less than that.
That's good. That is good. I don't think you're telling me the truth, but that's fucking pretty good.
So that means you're buying us White Castle tonight, basically.
Basically, you're going to come here with a fucking caboose full of food.
Well, I would have won $50, but Eric had asked me if I wanted to do winner take all, but I told him that I already told the other guys that they would at least get their entry fee back for third place and up.
Well, see, you're a swell guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's mighty white of you.
Who'd you win with?
What?
Who'd you win with?
And please tell me it was a Babality.
What was the last match that we did?
Yeah, who was it?
Julian. What was the last match that we did? Ermac, and he was Sub-Zero?
So wait, did you finish it? Please.
I don't think he was Kung Lao in the last match.
Did you finish off the tournament with a friendship?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you were brutal.
I finished it with a handshake.
No, I'm talking about the computer.
No.
No fatality, nothing?
No.
Oh, well, that was pretty stand-up. You didn't send him home crying.
I would have done a Babality.
Yeah, you're doing a really bad job at trying to be a tough guy over the phone. I will be a tough guy to you when I get there.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hide your head in shame.
How long?
All right.
2 inches?
Oh.
I can't even understand what the fuck you're saying.
Nice.
2 inches.
Two.
Who?
2 inches.
Who, Derek?
Nice.
Well, that was Shock.
Ingly Bad Radio.
Apparently getting Roadhead from Gabe.
Oh, wow.
Gabe!
Yeah, he had a bit of a toad.
I have beer muscles.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I have beer muscles.
Yeah, I don't know.
He gets like that when he's a little hot and sweaty from fucking 6 hours of Mortal Kombat.
6 hours of pushing a button.
6 hours of fucking forward high punch.
I can't believe he ain't going to buy us food. That's ridiculous.
$35. I told you.
So?
So? You know, I mean, he didn't spend less than that with quarters. He's been there and gas and tolls. Come on.
Well, I mean, he's probably just looking at it like the time he spent there. He's not considering that.
He's looking at it on how much Ermac won, not how much Matt won.
Ermac
wins.
Well, when he gets here,
you had a toot. I wasn't even trying to be tough.
I know. Well, when he gets here, he's going to bust your ass, so you better leave.
Well, he is bigger than me.
We're going to have a fucking wrestling match right here. We're going to have Fight Club.
Wrestling.
What is that from?
A retarded fucking TV show, like a clip Matt has. DJ Cat or something.
Oh, yeah,
it was a
yeah.
show on Fox.
You remember? Yeah, yeah, wrestling.
Yeah,
wrestling.
Apparently he like challenged wrestling.
He challenged Jake Roberts. I'm looking for a dude.
That's my dad.
By the name of DJ Cat.
Yeah, and they cut back to the cat. And he's like shaking because he knew that at that point he was going to be getting sent to the starving chamber.
It was like from like Fox 28.
Yeah,
no, it's always weird when you go to like different states and they have different numbers.
I know.
It's like it's always been Fox 5.
That just happened to me. I went to Rhode Island. It was Fox Channel 11.
Yeah, Fox 11.
I'm like,
yeah.
No, that's W.
And there's still a
WB.
Fox 5 in the corner of the screen.
Yeah.
I know.
Was it really?
No. Oh. It just said funny. Fox.
Yeah.
But still, it was like weird.
Fox 45.
What? Fuck that.
I'm looking for
Fox
the CW.
5.
What is this?
I don't know.
What is that?
Fox 5. It's, I don't even remember what it stands for. It's like Channel 11 goes through
it's
these,
got a facial.
Like,
is Channel 11 still all like black shows?
No, well, I don't know. Now it's all these like...
No, it used to be the WB 11 Wee Black, but now it's fucking
it's like Seventh Heaven.
Chocolate and
fucking
white.
All these like stupid new age like girly shows.
Steve's favorite show, Queer Eye and shit like that.
Not really.
Yes, totally and completely.
I knew having you here was a mistake.
I knew you ever talking to Derek again was gay.
Okay.
What?
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
I don't know. I thought I was being...
Matt was fine when Matt was on the phone. Now it just fell apart.
He's the glue.
Matt is the glue.
He really is. Matt, the Immatocrats.
The Immatocrats.
He's the glue that keeps Midway and Mortal Kombat in business.
Pretty much. Pretty much. They're keeping it alive.
Literally, they made that game for like 100,000 people.
Oh,
I used to be part of that 100,000. Then I got tired of losing to Matt.
Yeah. Number 3 in the country.
The world, Derek.
The world. I'm sorry, the world.
The world.
Which is based of, you know, 3 states and one guy in Hong Kong. That's the world that plays that
New York,
game.
New Jersey, and Connecticut and Hong Kong.
Taipei. Thailand.
Taipei.
No, you have to add in Pennsylvania because he just came from Philly.
Oh, yeah.
True.
The only Mortal Kombat machine left in Philly.
he left in fucking.
He texted me and said that there
tri-state
was a
state area.
There was a girl there dressed up like Chun Li. I'm like, why?
That's
why
gay.
That's Chun Li
going there. What is
Chun
Li?
Is.
Who is Chun Li?
She's from Street Fighter. Like they have other tournaments. They have a lot of different.
That is
games.
Queer. That is gayer than dressing up as Star Trek fucking people.
No, that's the same gayness though. It's all queer.
Okay, I remember Chun Li, big breasts.
I'm gonna go with Matt to the next fucking Mortal Kombat tournament.
I
just dress up as fucking Worf.
Oh, dude, we should do a remote from there.
Oh, how funny.
That would be fucking hilarious.
He said there was a dude there that became a woman. Like a guy that used to know as James is now Jamie, coincidentally. I want to hear more about that.
I married him.
Wow.
Wow. She has a big dong. Yeah.
Donk!
I really wanted for him to regale us with stories of the disgusting and sad people that show up.
We should seriously do it.
Yeah, well, I'll do a remote from there next time they have it. Fucking get a laptop.
Hell
bring
yeah.
some small equipment.
Which is once a year since the rest of the nerds can't get there without mommy's permission.
Is it once a year?
I don't know.
He goes there all the time.
Yeah,
Matt goes there pretty often.
It's not infrequent.
Did you know to this day Matt can't walk across the highway because his mom won't let him, but he can drive to Philly.
But he can't take a train.
You're blowing up his spot real hard on the show, dude. Oh, my God.
What? No, he really can't.
I'm not being tough about Matt. Matt is badass.
I know.
It's what he enjoys to do. That's awesome. I don't.
Okay, I know. You don't have to defend it. We understand.
You enjoy licking your dog's balls and fucking going.
My dog
fucking
is a female. I lick her vulva.
Her vulva. And you go to fucking third floor Boscov's and collectively get blowjobs.
Collectively. From,
I have 6 dicks coming along.
I just poured beer on my chest.
Did you really?
I missed my mouth.
Nice.
You are a piss drunk cock.
I'm not even drunk.
You've had 3. No, you're drunk. I know you, dude. You've had 3 beers. You are shit faced.
Wait, who drove here?
I did.
We
picked
did.
Him up?
Yeah, well, I was at his house.
Friend.
All right. I know. I carted his fat ass around.
Where do you live? Like Brick or something?
Keyport.
Fatport.
Oh, Keyport. He fucking Keyport. Always move.
I know. He changes fucking
I like to keep
know,
people
jobs.
Guessing. I like to keep people guessing.
Like he changes underwear about once a year.
No. He changes jobs like 30
ones.
Times a day.
30 times a day. How many jobs have you had within a year? Like, what's your most?
In a year? In
yeah,
one
least,
year, probably 20.
At least, I've had like 50 jobs in my life. So in 1 year span, probably about 15.
But there's a couple jobs you've had for a while. You know, like when you did Monarch, you did that for like a year. And that was like your only job.
Yeah, that's as I was maturing. I was lasting longer at jobs as I matured.
And your waistline was maturing too, because you were about a 46 inches.
But then the second I found out I was going to be a father, all that happy horse shit changed, and I fucking stuck to it.
Nice.
That's true. You were pumping gas, as your fucking wife told me.
I became a man in front of your eyes.
Yeah, you were pumping gas for $6 an hour. And all I saw was welfare in your future.
and now all I did was see you on it. So
no, not really.
Wow. No.
You were pumping gas when you found out you were
going to be a father? How the tides change.
I still live good. I have ring dings and fucking ice cream at home.
Ring dings.
Now you fucking sit at home eating ring dings, and then you go to work doing shawala wash on your dad's balls.
I offer you fucking nice, healthy tacos.
Ooh, well, I had a couple nachos. They were pretty good.
Or nachos, rather.
Very good, Carly. Thank you.
I like the cold hamburger helper on it. That was delicious.
I kind of stayed away from that.
That was pure 98% lean hamburger meat.
Because cold beef is not good.
I poured the beer on my chest on purpose so I could suck on my shirt and it lasts longer.
You're Zoo York, you fucking trendy... pants are hanging.
We just need to put you to. We need to put you to bed.
Who, me?
Him.
Yeah.
It's time to go home and meet your maker.
Okay.
Ouch, BK.
And that's a cool hat, Derek.
Thank you. Thanks. That's a cool hairdo.
Thanks. That's a cool belly.
That's a cool tattoo.
Which one?
All of them are very well thought out and well put together.
Oh, wow.
There was no scarring that hindered the color.
I could take it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Later on, you're going to be like, Dirk's asshole, dude.
You better fucking edit that.
And it totally pissed me off.
If he doesn't edit that, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
This is my show.
Cut it out, Dirk.
My show.
This is only your show because Derek felt bad that you were fucking sitting in Matt's car in his fucking parking lot while he was doing a show. And then he said, you know what? It's fucking cold out there. Go get that lazy son of a bitch and get him in here right now.
What, are you cutting a promo? First of all, that never happened. So keep dreaming.
No, it did.
But it's kind of funny.
I was coming home from Big Ed's Barbecue, though. You all were sitting
Steve was sitting out in your fucking parking lot staring at your fucking Passat going, nice. I wonder when I'm going to be allowed in.
Well, we didn't know that night that he was like going to like Wall Township too.
Who was?
Yeah, I didn't either.
He didn't either. It was kind of a surprise.
What are you talking about?
I was like, I'll be there in like 10 minutes, and they're like, oh, Carla had to go somewhere, so we had to drop her off at like exit fucking like 2, and like we're coming back. I'm like, I never called them and told them I was. So I called them up. And
so wait,
like,
they really were sitting in the parking lot?
Yes,
I totally was just making that up.
Me, Vaughn, Craig, and Matt.
They were all
waiting
out there in
the park,
waiting for me to come home.
Eventually, Craig went and sat in his car alone and just sat there. So Craig's different than he used to be. And
A.K.A. Just, not at all.
Yeah. And we just were sitting there BSing.
And what time did you finally arrive?
About a half hour later.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, it wasn't bad.
It was funny, though.
And with the cell phones, I'm sure you guys kept in contact.
Yeah.
Right there, text messaging is a pretty neat invention.
Yeah, you just got a cell phone.
I know. I was actually the last person on America.
And you got the
America
first
soil.
Fucking model ever made by Verizon.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I got a pretty cheap one.
Give me whatever's free.
Derek, he didn't even try to keep up with the times. He didn't try to catch up to the times.
You know what? Because I see people like, they'll go unnamed, your wife, taking pictures of her shit and sending it to you. Like,
ew.
I don't need
she
a camera.
She does that? Not literally.
Whoops.
Not literally.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Does she take pictures of her duties?
No, my duties.
Oh, your duties.
Yes, and sends them to me.
Anyway.
She says, this is what you left in the toilet.
It's sick. Well, either way, it's sick.
Why don't you flush?
And I say, I know.
Either way, it's sick.
I got a picture of it on my phone.
Because it's like a billboard to me.
Billboard. Steve was here.
Yeah, it's his territorial marking.
If it's green, it was me.
If it was green.
Lean, green, and mean.
But Steve doesn't even have anything. There's nothing on the front of his phone either. It's just a plastic fucking Verizon
thing. I
don't
need that shit.
Derek, no lie. It was the first Verizon phone made. You can't even download ringtones on it. And he just bought it.
Let me see it.
Less than 6 months ago.
Well, you know what I need it for? I need it for texting and calling, and
well,
that's
it's an
it.
LG.
I don't need to take
and
pictures.
And Derek, go into his phone book, because there's probably maybe three people in
his
phone
book. There's like 20.
There's Matt No Cell. Random number. Two fat boys. My girlfriend, nice.
What?
Grim Tim. Three Jamies. Another Carly.
Which is, you know what that is, Derek?
Two
three Jamies is he's messed up.
Oh, no, he's looking at my
recent calls.
Yeah, recent calls.
Yeah, but you know what? The three Jamies are is fucking he didn't put the phone number in right the first fucking two times.
And I was lying. There's all... Okay, everyone's in here once.
Yeah.
Matt, no cell. Matt, homo.
Matt, like that? Homo.
Yeah, home. Oh.
I'm creative like that.
I don't get Matt. I wasn't even being tough with him.
Well, yeah, you know, he just...
He just gets like that when his adrenaline is coming down.
Well, you caught him off guard. I mean, he wasn't expecting to be on the show. He's like on the spot, so he didn't know what to
say. Yeah, as soon as I said you're on the air, he was just like, gay.
Yeah, no, I got to like, go with state ready police. To hang state up. Police.
I really hope he brings food, though. I'm really hungry.
Doubt he will.
Yeah, I doubt
I don't think he will.
No. With his $35, you kidding me?
The closest to food he's going to bring is the breath that he brings in. Here.
Onion ring tooth.
Fucking toast tooth.
Mozzarella tongue.
I could really go for some.
Marinara sweat.
Oh, God. I really, seriously, just the idea of doing a show at the convention would be hilarious.
Oh, I want
to
do it.
Yes. It would be so funny. Yes. The gay-ass people that show up there.
And we should do a walkover.
Wow.
That's going to get it.
Imagine that. Oh, my God.
Yes, it is. I can't believe I gotta go through. No, you know what I meant though,
like driving down there, like fucking having some shit, saying some shit on the way down there, making fun of.
We gotta start finding like really weird stuff to do, like remotes from.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah,
like the diner.
Is it even possible? Can you do this?
Yeah, if I can get a laptop.
My brother has one. I could steal it one night.
Nice. Is it a good one?
It's pretty good. It's yeah,
it's almost as good as his phone. He does.
No, it's good. It's definitely good. It's only like
it's the first laptop made. It still has a ball mouse in it.
That's like it's actually has a mouse. It's like a year or two old, so it's not like ancient. It's pretty good.
I like the idea.
Definitely. Well, you're not going to be involved, so.
Oh shit!
Probably not, because I'll be working on like your lame ass.
Yeah. Good. Well. Good. Good. All right. Good.
You got that?
Meeting guys looking for anus and cucumbers.
What?
Yeah. God. Why you gotta steer it gay?
Anus, cause
I gotta go piss. You wanna go listen to my pee?
No, only if you got a dump coming.
It's gonna be a long
one.
And
I think Carly's in the bathroom anyway.
Well, then you guys are gonna listen to my pee right
probably
now.
Probably dropping a log.
Wow, greasy ass smelly one. Dropping an acorn.
Alright, let's just take a break.
Yeah,
and I'm sure when we come back, Shock will be joining us.
I'm not even
us.
Surprised if we don't come back.
Shock will be joining us.
Well, goodbye.
Derek is dying.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
.com.
Nobody be my boss.
I'll put you to sleep with my $1 million dream.
My boss.
Yeah, it's the aristocrats. We got Matt
Mailbox.
Here.
Actually, now it's the wrestlocrats. Because every single person in this room has done a
Oh, whoops.
Whoops.
I never did a pro show. Oh,
everyone
oh,
in this room has formal wrestling training except
I'm Carly. Not a loser.
I still have formal training.
And everyone holding a mic is at a pro show except for Suicide Boy.
Gay Boy.
But Iron Mike used to ride my nuts, so that qualifies.
And he did.
Ooh. That's because you never paid him and he just wanted fucking sloppy seconds.
I paid him. I paid him about $60.
Yeah, probably.
No, so, I paid him probably over 100.
More or less.
Over 100.
$60 and two slaps across the ass cheeks for
okay.
Antonio.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
So, Matt just got back from the big tournament.
Yeah. Great.
The big one.
MK, right?
From
Philadelphia.
MK?
What was that?
Ultimate.
Mortal Kombat. Trace.
Did you have any, like, near
that's three.
Ghetto run-ins by mistake? Like, drive through the ghetto by mistake kind
no,
of deals?
Not at all.
Philadelphia is not that bad.
Some
actually,
of it is.
The sections right around this building.
Did you beat any
are
black
pretty
people?
Bad.
Really?
Yeah. If you, like, make it? One left turn, it's, like, right, like, 3 minutes, like, 3 minutes away from the airport. So if you make like one wrong turn, you're total ghetto.
Yeah.
Total prostitutes.
Yeah, all right. Gross. Central Philadelphia is not bad at all.
No, it's not. Center, is Philly, whatever, Center City they call it, right?
Yeah, Center City.
No, that's not bad at all. But
South
this
Philly's
is like,
not bad. It's all Italian mobsters.
Yeah, pretty much you cross over the bridge and it's just like nothing but lights and then you get to like the area where this building is.
Yeah.
And it's pretty dark. It's kind of like Asbury a few years ago.
A few, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a like a famous hotel? Is it like
it used to be the
Marriott
Days
or something?
Inn. Oh. No. It's like a little like a pillar penis building.
It's hot.
Okay, steer it gay.
What a place to have a Mortal Kombat out there.
Fucking tournament.
But yeah.
Giant phallus.
It is. It's just a cylinder building. It's like 16 floors, towering above
just
everything
around. Just a big cock.
It.
Hey, pretty all much. You geek and geek X, come to the cock.
Geek and geek X. So you won, huh?
Yes, I did.
Did you win big time, like the whole thing, or?
Well, I won the
tournament.
Mortal Kombat tournament. Okay. There's like 10 other tournaments.
Oh, really?
I won the Mortal Kombat one,
which is what you
to be expected.
Went there to.
Yeah.
Tell us about the characters dressed up.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
People dress up as characters?
No, not usually. There's usually like one person out of the whole thing that like thinks that, oh, well, probably going to be a bunch of people do it, so I'm going to do it too.
And then they get them like,
the
ooh.
Only person.
I should have
stayed
home.
It was like a cute Asian girl dressed up as Chun-Li in all black.
Well, maybe that was just her normal outfit.
No.
Did she have slanted eyes?
Did she have giant breasts?
Yeah.
Like Chun-Li?
No, she wasn't.
Did she have a
she
big?
Wasn't that stacked.
Did she have a big bushel hanging out of her shorts?
She didn't. She didn't. No, she was cute though.
Fucking
she was
chia pet.
Like, I think. I could.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
very disappointed. Right on your phone.
Very disappointed today.
Oops,
fart phone.
So you won the grand prize, which is how many hundreds of dollars?
How many? It was about half $100.
How many tenths of dollars?
I distributed 20/10. It was 70/20/10 split or something like that.
So how much money did it cost to get to Philly and stay the night?
It cost me, let's see.
So like, we're now talking that you're like in the negative 80. Winnings.
It cost me about $80 total.
Wow, really?
And you won.
That's all.
50.
So you're 30.
Well,
the
you
negative.
Share the room. But what's
we split
the room.
So for winning the Mortal Kombat tournament, you're $30 in the negative.
In the hole.
In the hole.
In the hole.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, but you know,
and you stayed at a giant penis hotel.
It was a big penis hotel.
It's what he enjoys doing, though.
Exactly.
I'm not joshing.
How many wrestling matches did you do and wind up in the hole?
Everyone.
And with a concussion.
How many should you have gone to the hospital right afterwards? And
at least 70%. I'm in the hole.
No way.
In the medical hole.
Nitten?
Yitten?
Just because of all the fucking untrained.
Oh, I definitely would like a little bit.
No, that means a lot.
Oh, no! Don't do that. No sour cream, please.
Matt's taking fucking food orders here.
No, thank you.
He's only been living on cheeseburgers.
In the past 3 days, I've eaten
two cheeseburgers.
Technically,
two and a half cheeseburgers.
Technically, six cheeseburgers. Thank you. Oh my god, it's like a sandwich. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
over
this
here.
Is like the Adelphia Diner level.
Adelphia?
Adelphi.
Yeah, Adelphi.
Same thing.
I'm thinking of that.
Oh. Yeah, the company that
yes.
was.
Adelphi. Sorry, Greek or whatever the fuck it is. This is very good looking. And I will eat it. Briefly.
On the air. Nice.
Not yet. No.
Yeah.
Anything good looking to Matt, he eats.
All right.
Including women.
We can cool off because it's very
and
hot.
Children.
That's really fucking guy.
Mm. Good.
And definitely food.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
Britney Spears cookie.
What?
Have you seen it?
Oh yeah, I saw it.
Yummy,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Everything I thought
it does
it would be.
Look a little like
when you hang
it looks
out
a little
with
sweaty.
Person.
It looks a little sweaty.
A little tired.
You know, I'm cool with that.
It's
you would be.
I like that musky aroma.
Musky.
Yeah.
Musky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Musky.
That's like that describes a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that Peter Steele kind of smell.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, no. How about no? Not musty.
Matt hasn't seen a picture. Matt hasn't seen a picture of the 2-inch penis.
Oh god.
Oh no.
Show you
Craigslist.
Who?
You know Craigslist, right?
Yeah.
Well,
there was a very desperate man from Orange County on there.
East Orange.
He has a one
Orange County.
Let's put it this way, man. He has a 1.2-inch.
Yeah, he was from
softy.
California.
Yeah, but
he's
what
from,
if it expands?
2 inches.
Like, what if he's a
two
grower?
Inches.
Two no, inches. He's no. 2 inches hard.
This is it.
And 1.2
This
soft.
Is it.
Oh.
He should stand next to Ramon.
That would be funny.
The Cuban Missile.
That'd be funny.
No, it'd be gross.
Okay.
I don't prefer to look at dicks.
If you look closely though at Steve while it's on the screen, he will lean over and look again.
Yeah. Are you guys sure it's not Ray Apollo?
He's black.
Oh, are you serious?
I swear to God.
Why would he even do that?
For the viewers that don't know, Ray Apollo was doing.
And
or wait, no, was it?
And
was
in the locker room, no, I Ray see Shock get on his hands and knees and look
this.
Underneath the stall to look at Doink's wiener.
We've discussed this. We've discussed the fact that
that Matt loves Doink's wiener.
There is the 2-incher.
I feel 1,000 times better about myself every time I see this.
That's about what I am. It's just a helmet. That's it.
The one good thing about being small like that like is it probably doesn't smell bad.
Yeah.
It's possible to like scrunch it up to look like that. But
that's what I was saying.
Matt, he is. No. He is if you notice.
Because look at this one. This one's not scrunched. Like this, I can see he's kind of like pushing down. It down.
No,
a little
he's
bit.
Definitely got a little bit of a.
But this one here, he's just grabbing it.
So, like, how does he have sex with that?
He doesn't.
Apparently, he doesn't.
He doesn't. That's why he's doing this.
Read
he
the caption if you can.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He doesn't have sex in real life.
I am 2 inches fully erected. Please reply ASAP. And he had another one that said that he cannot have sex in the real world, so he wants to try here.
So we figured it's kind of like the Aerosmith video where he put on the virtual reality helmet.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, I have a giant
and
dong.
Then
oh, wait.
Then I said that he wore the black suit with the green balls on it.
Ew.
Would you bang my 2-incher?
EA Sports says.
The answer is no, sir. Nobody will. Kill yourself.
It's in the game.
That China's clitoris is bigger than I think.
Jamie Lee clitoris penis.
Oh wow, yeah.
That's what Steve said. He should just get tit implants
and walk around with a dangly clit.
Just pretend it's a giant black clit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jamie Lee me curtain.
Jamie Lee, just kill yourself.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Anyway.
That's what you missed.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that was the best of the show today.
You know what I should have said when I came in here to what? Steve? Get the fuck up, dude.
Why
my spot?
Who did that?
Some dead wrestler.
Oh, did he die?
Ouch.
Oh, drive by.
Well, it's the wrestlercrats again.
Snore by.
It was a drive by breathing.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. They were injecting adrenaline into his fat deposits in his neck. Trying
you couldn't
to
even
breathe.
Get a needle through that.
No, you couldn't. Yeah. They had to use a jackhammer.
It was like rhino skin.
They told him, he's like, you know, you got to lose like 60 pounds before we can perform this operation. He's like, you know what? I'd rather just die in my sleep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And lo and behold, he got his wish because it happened.
Yeah.
Rather die in my sleep.
No, I never wished death upon him. I didn't particularly like him. But
who are you talking about?
I'm not going to say that I'm not. You know, mm-hmm. Glad he died.
But I don't really.
No,
care
no, I'm indifferent.
Who are you talking about?
Johnny Grunge.
Mm-hmm. I was upset when Rocco Rock died, but not Johnny Grunge.
He's dead.
Both of them are dead.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Public interment.
Oh shit! Yeah. Was that like a realization, or was that like, oh, awesome?
I've had both. I've had beer, lots of it.
4.
That's a lot.
Wow.
He's 6 foot. 200 pounds, 4 beers got
four
him toasted.
Beers. He's dead.
Well, I don't drink ever.
Neither do I. I can have like 10 and still drink.
Oh, no. I know a guy, like, he gets like down to the bottom of the neck and he's done.
That's cause,
wow.
That's because Steve fucking coats his stomach with semen and then he drinks beer.
Goes you down always smoking. Have to steer it gay.
He coats his stomach.
What are you, Vaughn?
Because I always like to play into your fucking funny lifestyle.
It's nothing funny. There's nothing funny going on here.
Ew.
No. Yeah, for the record, I don't have a 2-inch dick like Steve thinks, and I don't eat cum.
Okay.
I just coat my
that
stomach.
Everybody
with
thinks.
I hope not. I hope I've proved wrong.
What kind of news did you just cover?
Nothing. Okay. The chimney sweeps. There's apparently this leftover relic law from Nazi Germany that the authorities can just break into your house and hold you down and examine your chimney.
And charge you $200 while doing it.
Yes.
Looking for look dead.
That is accurate.
Looking up to
4 times a year.
Looking for
that's
dead.
Accurate.
Looking for dead relatives of McGuire's family.
Wow.
Looking for a sooty Anne Frank.
Because I don't know if you noticed, but Derek is Jewish.
Yeah, we covered it.
6.25%.
Yeah. Is it me or is
looking for
his
6 1/4 of my family?
His nose has gotten bigger since last time we were here.
Well,
right?
I've been working on it. I've been stretching.
Wait
it.
A minute. Hang on a second, Derek. What is the maiden name of your mother's grandfather's dad?
Saul. S-A-U-L.
Wow.
Jew boy.
You are despicable.
What? Saul. His name is Saul.
What's wrong being Jewish?
That is gross.
Jesus.
You are gross.
That is despicable.
What's your name?
We're playing up the anti-Semitism.
What's your name?
Really?
Saul.
You're
going to
start spelling the aristocrats A-R-Y. We're not.
With a wits on the end.
Arise to quits.
Yeah, I guess.
Arouse to kids.
Arista Burger.
Asshole.
Aristastine.
Oh, my head's itchy.
Yeah, man. Matt's been, Derek's been using money paperweights to get his nose stretched out.
Money paperweights.
Yeah. Just bars of gold.
And there, we also discussed how I can't wait to get fat again.
Yeah.
You can't wait?
He was happier when he was fat.
Really?
Yes. More depressed being a skinny chick magnet.
Skinny chick magnet.
A totally, skinny planet magnet.
I'm totally lying, but no.
What? Did you just say planet magnets? Yes.
Gravity destroyer.
I was
the atom smasher.
No, Matt, it was very depressing being fat and gross.
He sucked in
on
black
the
holes.
Outside. But on the inside, it's
you
worse
felt
now.
Felt so good.
Yes.
Yeah. You remember we would drive around and you would just yell shit like in Keensburg.
I would do it to make myself feel better.
Remember? I think it was you two. You were telling me you got behind this old lady on the highway and she was going like 2 miles an hour.
I held the horn down.
You just fucking held the horn down
for at least 2 miles.
At least 2 miles.
And
at least.
She did not speed up.
And she had no idea like what was going on.
Could care less.
And then one terrified. Time, somebody stopped short in front of St. Mary's Church. And then didn't use her blinker, and I flipped them off, and it was a nun.
Nice.
Big time. She looked over. I gave her the big double Dugan.
You are Satan. You are Satan. There was a time when you had the truck, and we pulled around the corner, and you gunned it down East Road, going like past where Drug Fair used to be. And this guy pulled out in front of you. You jammed on the brakes. You started flicking your lights and laid on the horn. And the guy was like in his rear view, like throwing his hands up. Like, he didn't know
he
what to
panicking.
Do.
He was panicking.
He's like, I don't know what to do.
Steve was all about making people's lives miserable.
Oh, I know. You were the biggest dickhead. You still are, but you were even bigger then. And I love that. I miss my fat friend.
Growing up in Middletown makes you that way, believe me.
It really does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It makes you bitter
and
angry.
Yeah, exactly. You just have time to work on your arrogance. And we've all done a good job on that.
So. Yes. You just hate New Yorkers and arrogance. Jews, apparently.
And
I have several Jewish friends. So
I'm one of them.
Exactly. Oh, we're friends?
Anymore.
Oh, okay. I'll take my money and go elsewhere.
Do you remember when we were stuck in traffic?
I'll take my voice.
You were behind me on going past the junction, and we found out the traffic was because the church was doing something for Easter, and they were crossing the road. It was a huge line of people, and it was Easter, and I went out my window, and it said, "Get over it, he's dead!" And I just look in my rearview mirror and see Matt laughing.
No, it was that, like, gravelly kind of, it was just like, "He's dead, get over it!" It was like almost like Chris Farley.
"He's dead!"
Yeah.
You know what? That takes the cake. That is the ultimate, you ruined everyone's day and life.
Easter.
It was a holiday.
It was right in front of the church. It was everyone
hilarious.
Had to have heard
you
that.
You may have very well turned people against the church after hearing that.
They're like, "Oh, God, he is dead. Why are we doing this?"
They couldn't even find his body in the cave after they moved that big boulder. What happened?
That was funny for a few months, actually.
It was.
Now
it's funny now, and I'm going to think about it all the time.
Probably the only reason why that joke disappeared was because, like, Pizza Hut. Disappeared.
Where? Who?
What
pizza place?
Oh, whoops.
Pizza what?
We were trying not to say the name.
Mr. Black.
You've said it before.
Mr.
I know. That's why I said if you listen to the show, you know where we work, but.
Pizza Black.
I tried to say pizza.
But there's so many,
he
never
doesn't
know.
He doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, whatever.
He doesn't work at Pizza Hut.
The job.
He doesn't work at
Pizza Hut. That would be a great sensor noise, wouldn't it? You got to make one that's kind of high pitch.
Flump. I had one that was like a bird before. It was like, it was like that.
I'm just going to have Craig shit. There's a sensor. It's on the way.
Oh,
my favorite part.
He's getting closer. It's on the way.
Oh, that's so great.
Can we cue that sound?
Special delivery. I'll just play it.
Oh, my God. His toilet became like a demon, a shit-eating
his
demon.
His toilet disintegrated.
It really did. All right,
you opened the door and Craig was sitting on the floor. No more toilet.
Oh, my God. Here he comes.
It's on the way.
Special delivery.
Yes!
Matt's laugh.
Sorry, and then Derek.
Uninhibited shitting.
Nice.
I love how Matt goes, he's anticipating it. He's anticipating it.
It's on the way.
I think Derek screams, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Oh man, that was good.
You know what's funny about that? Craig probably squeezed and then knew it was right there.
Yeah, I know.
I wish I could shit.
Of course, he paused.
Matt had to, like right in the middle of it.
Craig pauses at, it's on the way.
It's on the way.
He's building the suspense.
Then his brain's like, commence squeezing.
Here it comes. He's got that weird like serial killer kind of voice.
I know.
It's on the way.
The toilet killer.
And you know he's just smiling.
Then he just murdered the bowl.
Casey Jones.
It's on the way.
Whoops. It's very sexy.
It's on the way.
Yeah, you enjoy that?
I do. I got a boner.
Hey! I just shit my pants.
It's getting closer.
Oh my God, here he comes.
It's on the way.
Don't worry, ladies. It's on the way.
Oh, Christ.
I might as well hear this shit again.
Special delivery.
God damn it. Why? Is there piss involved in there?
No, that was pure shit.
That was pure turd.
That was brown water.
That was a 1.5, as he called.
Yeah, half and half.
It wasn't a 1. It wasn't a 2. It was a 1.5.
So wait a minute here. Did he know he had diarrhea, or was he just going
to
launch a log?
Yes, originally, he was ready to go.
I came in. I was like, I got to shit. So I brought the mic in there, and I had like a really big fart. It was like, boom. And then I had a shit, but it like wasn't that loud. And Craig's like, yeah, I gotta go. He's too. Like,
yeah, I gotta shit better.
And he
than
fucking
you.
Went in there and trumped me with that violation of my toilet bowl.
Oh God!
Oh my
it
God!
It was lovely.
So,
and that was before the show enjoyable. Even started. We were all just hanging around here recording our shit.
Mm-hmm. That made it to the next show too,
which was a callback to a show we did.
I don't think it made it to this show.
Six years ago, I think.
No, it was last year. But when Carly was puking and Pat was shitting at the
and
same
Pat
time.
Shat.
Oh God!
And Eric was sitting on the couch going, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Everything.
That was just like, oh God, it hurts. Yeah.
He's like, I'm pooping. You just hear Carly. I think that show was called, it was like something and live bowel movements.
Ew.
Or no, live bodily fluids.
That sounds like my kind of show.
It was.
Big League Chew with hair.
That's when the Aristocrats had fans.
Yeah.
Arista.
Derek's a Big League Jew. I mean.
Wow. You really...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's coming.
That's,
oh! That was a big mistake.
The boom stick.
He just shoved his microphone up his nose for no reason.
The boom stick. Stinky.
Oh, I went to go, it's on the way. And I breathed in. It was horrible.
It's making me vomit. Oh.
So what, 2 weeks ago we had the best show ever, so this is just going to be called the worst show ever?
This is worse than last week's?
I don't know. I never really.
Oh yeah, last week's.
I didn't revisit.
You didn't.
Last
you haven't
week.
Edited it yet.
Well, it was last week's was better than edited. This. Last week's is better.
Was it?
This.
Well, it's because I'm here now.
Oh, so
yeah, you've kind of ruined
worse.
It.
Mm-hmm. No, the ones that you were on weren't bad. You only aired one of those though. The first one, I think.
Yeah, the second one was too cringe for Derek. He couldn't air it.
Too
well,
cringe.
Yeah,
well, we were talking about Sheryl Crow and
and Lance,
Lance Armstrong.
That's funny though,
because she
it
had
was.
Breast cancer. And I said, I hope they didn't break up because they had nothing in common. And then we went into this whole spiel about them having a cancer baby. It was just a big bloody tumor. And they're like riding their bikes in the park with just this big hairy
and
black
I said,
thing.
I said they were gonna ride a bike to chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Oh God, you should show Matt that total
oh,
abomination.
Oh.
Oh my God. Come
so, this is just us.
Oh, come on.
So this is just us revamping the show.
Pretty much. Your
well, you know,
recap.
We're trying to include
that
on this. You know,
crap it up.
There we go.
Oh no!
That is a tumor in that girl's face.
That isn't even a person.
No, it's not. It's
her
show.
Nostrils.
Where's she from?
It should be used for shark bait.
Where's she from?
She is a
Haitian.
Haitian.
I was going to say she's probably from like Dominican Republic
or
something.
Yeah, they don't have vitamin C there, so they
no. This stuff probably happens, but we just don't let anybody know about it.
Yeah,
we don't. This isn't like the biggest news for us, so like we don't like. Have
yeah, Britney
to, like,
Spears cookie is.
It is.
That's very
it
delicious.
Definitely is.
Yummy though. But I'm really hungry now.
And then they have they took it out.
Uh huh.
You like what I know?
And
oh no,
she looks like an orc from Lord of the Rings.
It's Golem.
They couldn't do a better job than that.
No. What? Did you see it?
They should have gave her a
head
transplant.
I don't know. I've seen people who've had like almost their entire face missing and get like, you know, at least some kind of decent prosthetics.
I mean,
that's the only picture they have, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
But what all does right. she look like?
Hold on.
It's like some kind of wolf man kind of.
Her like nose, it like just stops.
Yeah,
and then it's like the nostrils are kind of protruded out. Like
she just has two holes in her face for noses,
and her mouth is just a sunken hole.
Couldn't they have stopped that tumor a little bit sooner? Couldn't they have like noticed it when it was half the size of what it was?
Carly just looked at it and walked away.
I'm going in the other room.
It completely rearranged.
Doesn't look like it'll work.
Her face. I don't know. She'll probably wind up looking like Michael Jackson by the time they're done. Probably. Believe it or not, Michael Jackson is more aesthetically pleasing than this girl.
Yeah,
that's
a
stretch too.
Mm-hmm.
That's really saying something.
Yeah. Oh man, that's terrible.
It looks like she has another one growing on her wrist.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
What is that?
She doesn't have like lips or anything. She just has like a little like a looks like they. Oh.
I definitely would fuck her though.
Okay. All right.
Is your gut hanging out?
Don't care.
Don't care.
Oh god.
Oh, ew.
Stretch to hell.
Don't care.
It just like
stretched
jiggles.
To shit.
I was 280 pounds. I don't care about.
Oh, you know, you know what she looks like? Dracula.
Kinda. Yeah.
She looks like a
when Dracula has
alien.
Like his werewolf form.
No, like more like the not the Grinch, the Cat in the Hat.
Oh yeah.
He's dude, got like that kind of like mouth that
she'd
like,
have a big tumor on her vagina, mm-hmm. and I'd still go to work.
Bring up a picture of the Cat in the Hat real quick.
That is not a rumor.
Like the Mike
I have
Myers
a big
cat
tumor.
Kind of
from the movie,
yeah.
Or
yeah. Well, I don't know. Bring up the
or
cartoon
just
one.
Regular
quick.
Cat
yeah,
in the Hat.
Just get pictures of the Cat in the Hat for Christ's sake.
Oh Jesus,
you are right. You are right. The way the nose is shaped and everything.
Hold on. No, you got it with his mouth open.
She looks like an alien. That's basically
okay. All right. This is terrible.
Wow.
What the fuck?
I look up Cat in the Hat and I got pictures of cats in hats
dressed up like
everybody
a chicken.
Thinks they're clever.
They're not.
Well, I hope she's single.
I guess maybe a little bit like the Grinch too, but the Grinch and the Cat in the Hat kind of look similar when his mouth is
as
open.
If they were drawn by the same person.
Are they?
They are.
Okay.
Theodore Seuss, who's Jewish.
She looks like a who? Yeah.
Yeah, like they could cast her as like what is it? The son of the mask, the son of the daughter of the Grinch. Just paint her green. Oh,
it
no.
is not a rumor.
She looks like
I have a big tumor.
Oh my god!
That's not a tumor on my face. I do not have a tumor on my face.
Get a Grinch Holy picture up real shit. Quick.
Nah, I want to get a
get a shotgun and put it at her face and blow it away.
What are you looking for?
The Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Okay.
Do you think, Derek? Do you think you can get a full body shot of her? Because I want to see what her boobies look like.
How old is she?
She's very young. She's like 3 or something.
You friggin' liar. I've seen this girl on Maury Povich, I'm telling you.
Ew. She's probably like...
There's probably not the only one. There's probably several of them. There could be more than one abomination.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right
this
now.
This is a figure, but I'm thinking like that or that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this right here with the nostrils.
Kind
of. The werewolf like that, form of Dracula.
Yeah. Well, what is the other one?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And this?
She's sickening.
That's his, like, bat form.
Okay, yeah. The bat form of Dracula. There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Terrible.
End of story.
That's settled.
She's
that's
gross.
Done.
End of story.
Do you
that's
think
terrible.
She shaves?
Her pussy?
Do you think she's 4?
She's not, dude.
What's
she's
that?
Like 14.
All right. Okay.
Then. She's probably like 20 now.
A tumor-like mass. That engulfed her face.
I'm serious when I say, like, why couldn't they have gotten a hold of that when it was, like, half of its size?
Maybe she was very
she's from a different
poor.
Country. I saw this on Maury Povich.
Well,
Haitian.
All right, so, like,
yes.
You have to, like, let it get to a certain point.
To be newsworthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get it for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they, like, celebrating there?
Yeah, they're celebrating that her daughter doesn't have a fucking... This tumor, no joke, was, like, the size of, like, a basketball.
Listen.
It was big.
I'm telling you,
big.
I saw her on Maury
Povich.
Oh, my
God, I don't care.
A woman from Haiti or whatever.
Haitia.
From Hash Brown.
No, a woman from Haiti wearing some fucking fruit basket on her fucking head.
God.
Was it some fucking witch doctor?
You can stop
and said,
that
hey,
now.
I need to bring her to Maury Povich. He'll get her fixed up. And that's what they
is
did.
What is that?
I don't know.
What are those holes? Is that her nostrils?
That's her nostrils.
It was her nose.
And that's her upper lip.
Like fluid.
This
shit?
Is her bottom lip, and you can see where her mouth would be open is the actual tumor.
If you were sticking your Johnson in it.
Oh God!
How did she survive?
I don't know.
That is horrible. It looks like somebody's ass was implanted into her face.
It looks like
this.
Mr. Ed.
Look at this. Now everybody
it looks like a hippo. Is what
yeah,
I
like a hippo.
Like a hippo.
King
face.
Hippo.
King
Perfect.
Hippo.
She's Princess Hippo.
Princess Hippo.
And like when
look
punches,
at the bright side.
You got to try to punch the tumor down.
Oh God! Like when she had the tumor, no. Everybody at school had a kickball to play with.
Wow!
Ouch! Wow!
Yeah. And Lindsay Lohan is
hot.
Oh,
going to AA
in red.
Her breasts have expanded back to their previous size.
Brittany?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, I was blowing on them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the post-pregnancy boobies.
Yeah,
I was blowing them up myself.
I wish.
Yeah, I would blow lots on them.
Okay.
And don't go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, Matt, don't eat
apparently
a Taco Bell.
Apparently, it gives one-year-old babies fucking E. coli.
Oh.
Yeah, it was an E. coli outbreak.
Oh, we
where?
Were
in
Taco
South
Bell
Plainfield.
South Plainfield.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A one-year-old got sick. Why a one-year-old eating gorditas is beyond
I don't know. Because they taste really good.
They don't have teeth. How are they going to chew them? Just put it in a blender? I'll take that in a cup.
Oh, God.
Wow. I'll take that in a breast.
Oh, so you didn't cover anything about Hillary Clinton, I guess.
No.
Because we don't care.
I don't either.
Why? Because Cankles is going to run for president?
Is she?
Yeah.
Possibly.
I doubt it.
And
I she'll
doubt get
she'll
in.
Make the...
No, she will. I'm guaranteeing
this. No, because
the
Democrats don't even like her.
I guarantee you she makes it. Guarantee.
Maybe.
She
might, just
as like a joke.
The Democrats,
like, what are we doing?
The Democrats run the House now. She'll get in.
This is my show.
Mark
thank God,
my
right,
words.
Guys?
Clinton. Clinton.
Clinton. Clinton. Clinton.
Yeah.
Wow.
Clinton. Yeah.
Clinton.
Sorry, George.
Hillary Cankles.
We heard you the first time.
Cankles.
Oh, is Vaughn here?
No.
Derek didn't.
Where is his replacement?
Where is he?
I didn't call him.
Wow.
Well, now we got three quarters of the show that we want to make.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. Now Derek's part of the.
Now we just
got to
replace. Now we just got to replace Derek with Eric.
What?
Wow.
I didn't say. You guys wanted to make a show without me?
Mess.
Pretty much.
Matt, Eric, Steven,
Steve.
Oh,
if I bought your stuff. Remember, you were going to not do this anymore?
You
we would have you
me?
On. We would have you on as a guest every now and
we're,
then.
Yeah, we were going to be your competition.
Mm. Gee, thank my competition.
It wouldn't be competition because he's not doing it. Yeah. No. I think Derek should keep doing it as long as he lives here.
And he
well,
intends on staying
another year.
Is that? Okay. That's what I meant.
He's having a party.
Oh, yeah. Why are we talking about this? Let's take a break.
All right.
All right.
And we'll come back and wrap it up.
Yeah, great.
Great.
We're at almost 2 hours
ooh.
Now. Fuck. Bye.
Too loud, you're too old.
It's not Sarah McLachlan.
If it's too bad, it's just bad. What
wow.
is this?
This is not bad.
What is this anyway?
This is spider bait.
Who's that?
A band. Sorry, it's not fucking typo negative covering the Beatles.
Sorry, it's not one of the greatest bands of all time covering one of the most overrated bands of all time.
Here we go.
Whoops. Yeah.
This ending's gonna be a lot longer if we keep this shit up, so let's just cut it off now.
Typo shit.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay. Let's see. Well, Matt wanted to touch on
transvestite. I don't
want to
talk about it.
There you do.
It wasn't just a transvestite.
Okay, what was it?
He's a post-op transsexual.
Did you shake hands with it?
No.
Good.
Did you touch it? Did you kiss it?
Nope.
Did you lick it?
Nope.
What was it doing there?
Playing video games.
Dressed as what? Like how?
A
like,
girl.
I know, but like like a skirt.
Did you
like
see its dick swaggling
jeans?
From its fucking dress?
And like a short shirt that you could kind of like see its stomach.
And back hair and shit?
No.
He's visible. He's obviously a guy though.
Did you notice like
a few years ago? Like I would have said that's like just kind of like an effeminate looking guy. And now it's no longer.
Did you see the tip of his penis coming up by his belt?
No. Because I don't think it has one anymore. That's what
wow,
I'm trying to get.
Really?
That's what a post-op transsexual is.
Yes, I know. I realize
okay.
that.
Yeah. I don't think I had to explain it, but I did.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah.
I got an angry inch.
6 inches forward, 5 inches back.
Wow. Okay, whatever that means.
Nothing.
So it was hot?
Fourth wall going up.
Was at least a good...
Was it like the Hansen dude who looks like a Czech?
No, it looked like a pillar.
So it wasn't like...
It was like a...
Like if you hadn't seen this thing before, would you think it was a girl?
Yeah. I would have thought like...
You would have asked
more of
on a
like
date.
No.
So basically you looked a couple times because you were almost attracted.
Yeah.
Were you filling up a little bit?
Huh?
Were you filling up a little
bit? A little
bit
in the pants.
You getting a little fluffed?
Yeah. A little bit in the pants.
There was one time I was watching
HBO. Was there
HBO.
Some blood movement?
Oh, no.
I was watching HBO.
Oh, no.
Like real sex, whatever okay. It is.
Okay.
And I was beating it. Right?
Yes, I remember this,
to
now.
These two chicks in a hot tub, yep. Rubbing each other's titties and licking each other's
stood
nippies.
Up.
And they stood up, and little fucking dongs flew
lo
out of
and behold,
asses.
Nice! Little fucking dongs.
They had dong-alongs.
Wait a minute. I probably
just
saw
as I
this
was,
one.
Just as I was spooging on my stomach.
Okay.
You jerked off to
men.
To men.
Not only that, but you had sex.
They're biologically men.
With a communist mouse.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's right, Fievel.
Oh, no!
Oops.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Black.
You had sex with Mr. Black.
Mouse.
Anyway, I think I saw
Mr.
that.
Mr. Black.
That was real
sex with
anyway?
Mr. Black.
We can get back. We can get off that topic if Steve wants.
Real sex with Fievel.
real
sex with a Fievel doll.
A Russian Jew mouse.
A Bolshevik. Derek,
he looks kind of like him right now. A little bit with the muffs
the big
and the
hat. Fluffy
hat. Yeah.
Oh.
I had
I see where
exact,
you're going. All right.
I had the same exact Fievel thing, too.
Did
you? Had.
Did
was,
you have
was,
sex with it?
It was good looking.
It was sexy. It was big. It was a huge. It was like this big,
see,
right?
Did you have sex with it?
Big fluffy hat? No, I did not.
Oh.
Steve did. Not mine.
I was like six.
Oh,
I
what?
Was horny.
You should have known better. You should have known better.
Oh, no. Here we
if
go.
You told me you banged a shampoo bottle. Uh-oh.
It's on its way.
yeah.
It has arrived.
Matt. Oh, God. Why do my fucking farts smell so bad? You fucked a shampoo bottle?
I think it.
How?
What?
No, I'm saying if he did, I would have been less ashamed than if it was like a Fievel doll.
Oh.
I was six.
Wait, was the movie even out when you were six?
6 years old or 6 years
old? Yeah, that's about right. Because I remember the. I remember like the movie and stuff and being like
I
really
think
young.
I think
a Fievel
was out before even. Yeah.
Fievel goes west, and Steve
in search of capital.
In search of just bread.
But I didn't look at it like I was having sex.
In search
with
of a
Fievel.
Clinic.
I don't understand.
I looked at it like I was having sex with a woman.
I don't.
It was
I don't
just
know.
That happened to be mouse.
I don't think that. No,
it was just
a furry little woman.
I think it's ironic.
Wow. What was that book? The sex book that. Another person on this show once had.
Said it too. Yeah, I don't remember what it was called.
Anyway, it had the masturbation techniques or advice, and it said something soft like a pillow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why.
Oh, for a girl.
That's why.
I guess. Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's rub up against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now,
Fievel was soft and
what
warm.
Did you fuck though? Did you put a hole in it?
No, I don't remember.
So you just like dry humped.
He punctured
it. You dry humped it.
I punctured it with my penis.
Where though?
The penis punctured in its butt.
In its butt? Like, then did you do it doggy?
Then its vagina.
Didn't have a vagina.
I didn't look at
it had
like
a seam.
I didn't look at it like Fievel. A male Russian Jew mouse.
So
I looked at it like it was a beautiful
woman.
I don't think
woman.
You did though. I really
you
don't think so.
You sliced it up the crotch.
Oh my god.
With something,
the stuffings
right?
were falling out of it.
And you just fucked the stuffing.
Yes.
Wow.
You're making
that's
it
just,
up.
No, he's not.
You probably want to be like me, and you're going to go try it.
He might do it. He wants to see if he can put a hole through it.
I'm telling you right here, right now, I pictured it as a beautiful woman.
I don't see how.
At 6 years old.
Yes.
No, you don't have a sex
drive
when you're six.
I did.
No.
I've been smacking
around.
Well,
you're like curious.
What'd you do?
I ripped one.
Oh.
It was sudden. I couldn't.
What'd you do? Like it was like something on the floor.
I thought you broke the chair or something.
I've been extremely horny since a very, very young age. Right. Since an unhealthy young age.
Wait, didn't you say like 5 or 6 years old or something?
Probably about that. I was checking out HBO and I was always fascinated with fucking big old biggies.
My grandfather used to sneak like HBO on or like probably Showtime when I was little. I was like maybe like 7 years old or so.
Like I first started, like
I was younger. I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I would just rub my balls and shit.
Titties, titties.
Nothing would happen. I would be like, rub.
Nothing would happen.
Okay, all right.
Nothing did happen, but I just did it for like 45 minutes.
45 minutes and nothing happened.
45 minutes and nothing feels pretty damn good.
Now that I can do something, it's 45 seconds.
Well, we can safely say you're the first person to make a stuffed doll kill itself.
That should be the picture for this.
Where did that Fievel end up?
Garbage?
In an AIDS fucking shelter?
Afterwards, or did
in
you,
an AIDS shelter. And you're the first person I ever met that wanted to become a stuffed animal.
What?
Just so you can have sex with me.
Wow.
Are you a furry?
No.
You ever hear about those people?
Like furby? The werewolf guy?
The furries?
Oh my god!
It sounded like you dropped the microphone.
No warning.
I did. I dropped it.
No drop it like it's hot. Warning.
Drop it like this. What's a furry?
They're people who dress up like animals and sexually please themselves.
Dude, all right. I wanted to bring this topic up.
Furries?
No.
Oh, my God, Matt. Oh,
3 days
shit.
Of pure
whoops.
Cheeseburger.
Jesus, Matt.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Luckily, I have my watermelon trident. I'm going to shove up my nose.
Oh, my God.
My nose is like
whoops-a-daisy.
So I really
oh,
care.
Yeah.
What no, are you looking up?
The topic I want to bring up is if you were into bestiality, which animal would you have sex with?
Oh, jeez.
If you were into it?
Yes.
Which animal is the most sexually attractive?
To you, yes.
It's actually a valid question. We're not going to get into it, so.
I'm not going to incriminate myself in such a manner.
In all seriousness.
Well, if I was into bestiality, I would be fucking plugging away at a nice, beautiful female deer. A doe.
I can understand that from the Bambi standpoint.
Whoops. Yeah.
Nah. I was thinking more of like a real doe and not a cartoon.
Fine. But you would have to relate it to something. There has to be a reason why.
Just the way its ass is shaped.
Okay.
It's like a beautiful like fucking
tiger. Tiger, female tiger. Or Tony the tiger.
Well, both.
Tanya the tiger.
A tiger?
I'm kidding.
The tigress.
That thing would lap on your balls to your fucking.
Oh, no. What was that? Is that Fievel fucking
what
Steve?
The hell was that? What was that?
No, those are furries having sex. People dress up like animals and have sex with themselves.
Oh my God, that was disturbing. How do you find these things?
Goodness. All right, Derek, how about you?
Oh no!
Derek,
why is Derek bringing up gay porn on the what the fuck?
It's hardcore gay and animal costumes.
There's a guy sucking a cock on the screen right now. Vaughn is not here. There's no reason to be looking at this.
What's the implication of that?
But look, this is what people
do. Isn't right.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
People dress up like animals and have sex.
It's
that's
Matt.
A girl and a guy.
Oh my God.
What is that?
It's Chitara.
It is. It is. No. Oh man.
But people do this.
Where did you hear about this?
I'm kind of attracted.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait just a minute.
What the fuck? Why does it always have to do with Hitler?
There is a two German shepherds.
Uh-huh.
They are cartoons.
One is very, very muscular, I might add.
And, and rather well endowed.
He's in.
He's got the big old armband.
He's got the armband dressed up like Hitler.
And there's a big old swastika
with
in
a
the back.
Swastika.
I don't get it.
There's another.
I don't either. It makes me want to kill people.
Derek, if this offends you, please take it off the screen.
What the? What is that one gobbling?
This?
Oh, is that?
Oh my God. Are those two penises of different kinds? Is that bicolored dicks?
Yeah, that's like, I don't know. I guess it's, what is that? Is that a dog?
I don't even get it. I don't even know what the hell that was.
Yeah, no, it was. It's definitely, it's got two animal cocks in its mouth. The cocks span wider than the thing's head, too.
You know
is this
what?
Legal?
I think that on the way home, I'm going to pick up a couple deer outfits.
Fine.
I don't know what the hell
so,
that
Derek,
is.
You never said, which animal would you plug?
Probably one of these furries. They're pretty hot.
Okay.
Chitara.
No, is that Bugs Bunny?
Well, what about Bugs Bunny as a female?
Oh, the old Wayne's World thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was all right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would
she
to her. Yeah.
Is all right.
Boy, she'd slink around and stuff's kind of hot.
You know, now that you mentioned Chitara, that brings up something from my past also.
Oh,
okay.
No. Go ahead.
Around the same age, around the age of
is that
Eeyore, Thundercats.
By the way?
How old were we, Matt, about Thundercat time?
7.
Yeah, see? I would have Panthro and
that's,
Lionel giving that, Chitara the Eiffel
I'm
Tower.
Sorry, Steve, I have to interrupt you. There is a slightly overweight girl dressed up as Felicia from Darkstalkers. I'm sorry that I know that, but yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm sorry, I can't be your friend anymore.
She's wearing fur. The actual character is virtually naked, but she isn't. Yeah, that girl. Go to the one to the left of that.
This
looks like it might be a better Felicia.
Man, you seem a little horny all of a sudden.
I'm sorry. I just watched a bunch of people playing as this character yesterday. So
she has like shaving cream in a U shape on her belly.
Where do you see Eeyore?
On the left? I don't know. This? I just see something gray and what is that? Okay, never mind.
No, it's just the two horses.
Is that a horse? Okay.
Close enough. It's a horse with huge tits. Yeah. Like wow. Huge, like implanted tits.
That is Chewbacca. Leia.
With or without the obese armor.
Derek got very upset by seeing that.
Obese, boobies. Oh my god. Oh shit.
It's on the way.
Special delivery.
Oh man.
It sounded like it tried to say something.
Insta-reek.
It's trying to communicate. It wants to get on mic.
So these are.
It's like, I have something to say.
It's an anal geist.
Ew.
So that is what furries are.
Oh, no. So. And this is just Yahoo News, huh? Whoops. Yeah. Oh, that smells really bad.
I farted really bad.
So that's furries.
I could have done without knowing that those people existed.
Yeah, pretty much. I could have as well.
I'm glad I know. Well, now I'm going to get a deer outfit. I love it.
We found people that dress up like clowns. Remember that?
I wasn't here for that, but yeah. I heard about it.
There's Vaughn was with a girl who liked to dress up like a clown.
Wait, it was a girl.
Pretty sure.
Wow.
Oh,
and she had the big pants and all that.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't believe him.
Vaughn will like that people, dick, by the way.
Yeah. That people did that, and we looked it up, and we found a website where there were girls who would dress up like clowns,
mm-hmm.
get naked, and then have
ICP
pies
thrown at them.
And
that
was
them on.
That was porn.
That totally puts them over.
Primus? It's better than ICP.
It's almost as bad. Well, I guess it's worse than the Girls Gone Gross. Do you remember Girls Gone Gross?
Yes. I would say Girls Gone Gross is worse than...
It's. In certain ways.
I never saw that Girls Gone Gross. What's that?
It's farting
girls
and burping.
Farting
girls.
And burping.
Oh, gross.
It's pretty nasty.
Naked. Hey, there you go.
It's like, it's essentially
she's like in the tub
a girl
and
I work
just
with.
Like,
I kind of want to see that now.
Oh, oh my God.
You like
you're
that?
You're going to order
she's
it.
Like, mm.
And we saw that girl farting on her dog.
On her dog.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She had like a dog and she just kept farting on it.
Totally went in for a sniff on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, naked.
Wow.
Did you see that?
Was she naked?
Wow.
And they had her undies.
She had like a nice body. That was about it.
Okay.
But
she was farting.
She was blarp-dooping.
Farting
on
a dog and then a teddy bear.
Yes. Because of her husband's misdeeds or her ex's misdeeds or something. Like she was punishing a teddy bear.
She is
by farting
insane.
On
a dog.
Yeah. Oh, she was completely lost her cookies. She's gone. And her farts sounded like, it was like, boom.
Yeah.
It had like a crescendo on it.
Sando,
boom.
Well, I'll have one of
went
those.
Like up
so we got anything things. Else, sir? Because
I'm sure we
Steve's
have plenty.
Go home.
I'm fresh. But.
Yeah, well, Matt's fresh. Well, you know what? The show is stale
fucking
as fuck, so
tagging.
I don't think it really matters.
Well, we got 2 hours, so I think
that's pretty good. Can we make it the longest, worst show ever?
No, I'm gonna cut this. This is gonna be like 10 minutes. I'm done with it.
It's just gonna be
it's
me
just
talking.
It's just gonna be Matt talking.
It's gonna be like Mr. Blar.
Take a break. Take a break.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, all right.
I thought we were supposed to wrap it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm. Yeah,
he's delaying it.
Well, you know, I just thought that you know, I mean,
well, Matt's still fresh. We can go another
15
minutes.
Oh, Matt's fresh.
Yeah,
as a daisy.
Nothing worse than a fresh MK player.
All right, so I guess we'll see everyone. That's right.
Yeah, hopefully.
This is fun.
No.
Well,
I had fun. I just like hanging out with you.
I
guys.
Had fun because now my wife's mad at me.
I don't care.
Is she?
That makes it more fun.
Why is she mad at you?
If there's somebody out there who doesn't like the show, you can eat my balls.
Wow!
If you can hold this off till 10
especially
or
10. If you're a Jew,
and you can suck his 2-inch.
Even
of the
if you're a Jew.
So what were you saying, Steve?
Oh, yeah, we're in trouble. So
are you really? Oh.
If you can hold the show off till like 10 or 10:30 next week, I'll probably do it.
Oh.
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
If you could just do the show at my convenience, that'd be great.
All right, we'll see you.
If you could just do the show the next time I have diarrhea.
I usually have it after work, so that'd be a good idea. Thanks.
plugs in to the direct left.
The silver knobs.
Oh, I'm used to the ones that have the little...
Well, it has that too.
Weird.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, the ones we have, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. Well,
Mr. Black!
Mr. Burke. Anyway.
Check out sec, Derek. You want me to,
Mr. Oh, I never finished the transsexual story.
Mr. I saw her.
I was... basically, what she looked like was that girl, Kristen. That's it. Picture her.
As a dude.
Like her, but like a third wider. Mm. And that was pretty much it.
Oh, if you want to see those Britney Spears things,
Amanda Roberts.
She posted it. I want to see hers next.
Amanda the Tits Roberts.
They're huge. Are you guys hanging out?
Shape.
I'm probably going
to
be...
Are you going to bed? Hitting the sack of chicken rings.
Oh,
the sack of burgers. I gotta go home and put my room back together.